Okay, cool. So I'm gonna
are
hit
we,
this
you
button,
got it?
And I'm going to hit share, and I'm going to go to the Facebook news feed, and I'm going to tell this to go into a group, and I'm going to tell it to go to the Sentai Review, and I'm going to tell it, we is live.
We is
you
live?
Lazy.
Okay.
Mugs.
There it is. Okay.
Okay, there we go. Now we's live. All right, good. And then the problem solved. And then I'm going to go close that out because I'm not worried about it. And then we do one of these. Okay. So I'm not paying attention to the stream right now. I am double-checking something on the game real quick-like.
I see.
Okay. Well, I downloaded that Tails game that's for your cell phone, because it's supposed to be the next actual Tails game. Put that in heavy quotations while they're waiting to release the actual system game. And
okay.
To be fair, it's not bad for, like, a free-to-play, but, yeah, it's one of those things where you have to play and be on for so long to get certain rewards. So, it's a pain in my ass, but, yeah. However, I do suppose I could do this. Hold on. Let me hit this.
Oh.
Because it's going to show up on the stream like here.
Okay.
Do the thing.
Now I got that stuff. As far as I can tell, we're live. Everything's set. I'm waiting for my dumb shit whenever, however. But, yeah. We should be set. I got my fucking Amuro in the back looking like I own a love pillow or some shit.
There we go. Let's do us YouTubes. And I'm going to try to pull up like the side chat bar because, yeah.
Yeah, I did that myself. Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm the one that's streaming and nobody's kind of sharing that. So, yeah. This is what happens when we're all stuck at home because life is a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's okay.
Will you two idiots knock it off?
Huh?
Goddamn cats.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
Woman, come kill our children. They're trying to kill each other.
We has absolutely nothing from the Shane guy yet, and we have...
Yeah, which sounds about right.
Looks like
then,
a nail on the neck.
Nick had mentioned, but I thought he'd said that he wasn't going to make it, and then last night he sounded like he was going to make it, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
Unless he's still sleeping.
I don't know. To be fair, it took me a little while to actually... I don't know, get to doing shit. And
click those dots on top of the chat.
Yep, and then pop
no,
out.
No, the dots.
Whoops, okay, hold on.
It's thinking. Yep, there you go. And then just do the pop-out chat, and then that'll give you that window that I use.
Right.
Then you could put that where your YouTube shit is.
Shut up, ad blocker. I don't give a fuck. And, of course, now my internet is all fucking bogged down because fucking... There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to run the stream and do the thing and all the stuff. Okay, there we go. That's better.
Okay. I'm going to close that out so it doesn't interrupt me. And I'm going to close this out so it doesn't interrupt me.
Yep. And while we're still killing time waiting for Shane to get here and figuring out if a Nick is coming... yeah, I guess it's time for story time with Uncle Sario.
Story time.
Live with video for fucking once. So you can see my fat ass and know it's my fat ass actually fucking talking and going, oh yeah, that dumb guy who sounds like he's a moron, he actually is fat.
Okay.
So, well, it's because, unfortunately, our fans still do not have the ability to discern my voice from your voice and Scott's voice and Shane's voice and Nick's voice and our disembodied voice.
We've been requested a couple times to actually get this face cam thing that we're doing right now to get a face cam working. And right now I'm completely in the process of rebuilding this room that we use. Next weekend. So that means I have 1 week to do this. One grueling fucking week to take every single. No, I've got 1 week. 1 week to do this. I have to pull every single fucking item in this room out of this room and store it somewhere. Then we're going to strip the entire back wall and we're going to build a full wall rack exactly like I had at the old apartment where we used to film. And I'm going to build that again in this room. I'm going to take up the entire fucking 10 feet. Then I'm going to bring everything fucking back in here and store it across those back walls and get puck lamps that'll go on the bottom of the shelves that will then light everything down the racks.
Nice.
Once all of that is done, the bookshelves and all the side equipment and shit like that will all be gone from this room. It'll be this desk and that wall, and that's it. Then, once that is taken care of and we can spread out a little easier in here, I'm going to try to start getting a functional display so that we can do face cam while we do the show.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Well, according to a Shane of the McCree types, Discord isn't working, so he's out.
Sweet. Okay.
Fun time, so it sounds like it's just us three. But either way, story time with Uncle Sario. Today, it's a story about hindsight and how stupid motherfuckers might not be nearly as stupid as some of the other motherfuckers that you think are not as stupid.
Okay, so I guess I'm intrigued.
I'm at work yesterday, doing my job, answering phone calls, doing what I need to do. I get a call from, and literally this story is going to, like, hella hardcore be inside joke, like, you need to be a fan to get the reference I'm about to make here. But I get a call from Jim. Jim is in our HERP department. He says, hey, I've got Rob from the DERP department on the other line. He needs to talk to you. I said, okay. So he comes on, he's like, hey, you know, how can I help you today, Rob? Well, I've got Jimmy. He's on our assy department. He's on my back line, and he needs to talk to you. Okay. So now I talk to him. Hey, I've got somebody from, uptown on the line. They say that one of our customers is there. And they're being fucking stupid. They're basically doing the equivalent of putting tinfoil on their dick and trying to put it in an electrical socket. Okay, give me the shop. Let me talk to them. So I get into contact with the shop. Hey, so they're here. They've got tinfoil on their dick. They're about to stick it in an electrical socket. I keep telling them that's a bad idea. They said you told them to do that. I'm like, no, never.
I told
once,
him to do that.
Never
I take
once.
Full
yeah.
fucking credit. I yeah. told him to do that no dumb shit.
Yeah, it's like, no, never once would the fucking company I work for tell them to do some stupid shit like that. You tell them, I said, fucking stop it and go the fuck home. Well, I can't do that. You talk to him. And literally, I can hear a phone because it's an old landline. I can hear the cord being stretched as it's being passed across to the idiot with tinfoil on his dick. Hello? Hi. Fuck are you doing? Well, like, I was reading the instructions you set, and I said, yeah, no, see, you read the instructions wrong. The instructions say this, 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 and this, and only if this circumstance arises, so fucking stop it. okay, I got it now, I understand. And literally, I don't even get like the phone gets handed back to the guy and he's like, hey, thanks, you know, nothing like that. Literally, okay, I understand. And you can hear the motherfucker go, and push the button that you actually hang the phone up on to end the call, like kill the line. Like, yeah. You can just hear that thunk of him hitting the plastic to end the call. And I'm like, wow, you guys are a bunch of fucking morons. And then later on, after I'm done bitching about this stupid motherfucker that put tinfoil on his dick and tried to stick it in an electrical socket, I realized that's just about as bad as the fact that I had to talk to somebody from my herp department, my derp department, my assy department. Going, yeah, we're herp derp assy. To fucking get some shit figured out. I'm like, you were literally told that the motherfucker says he's got tinfoil on his cock and he's sticking it in an electrical socket. What part of that didn't register that you need to fucking say no, stop it, and not even get him to me? That's problem one. Problem two is, why the fuck did you leave motherfuckers on hold for more than likely 20 goddamn minutes to finally get from A to B to C to D to finally motherfucking me, where I say, you all are dummies. You fucking stupid. I ought to slap you. But it's too late now. I can't do it. So again, everybody is fucking stupid. It's what we all need to learn, is everyone is fucking dumb. Some people are just dumber than others. And herp derp bassy is just as bad as putting tinfoil on your dick and sticking it in an electrical socket.
I see.
All right, we've killed time. We're at 15. All right, so round the room. Well,
the Sentai Review, episode 231.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Yep. Because there's a title on the episode, but there's no real title. This is us prepping for the break. We usually take the December month off. That's to get all of our holiday shit and everything out of the way. Now, normally we stay gone a little bit longer. We're coming back early this year. We're going to take December like normal to get all our family shit done and yada yada and all the Christmas and everything. But we're coming back as early in January as we can, because this time the only person I know of that would be going to the con is Scott. And I'm probably pointing the wrong way because I'm pointing on my screen.
You're pointing at your chair.
Technically, are
you
Scott
up here? Where are you? He's down? You're down.
On YouTube, I'm down.
Okay, Scott down here is the motherfucker that's going to the con. Yeah.
See the name?
If it's still going on.
Right.
But even if
he did go to the con, this time he's going like to the night thing. So he'd go on Friday. He'd still be here Saturday, and then he'd go back to the con. So that's even if they have it. So that's fine.
Right. Yeah, and we're almost certain.
That's the biggest question.
Yeah, and we're almost certain it's not going to happen, because Nick has even said he actually started working and volunteering as part of the staff for the con. So that way then he basically gets like a free pass and he can hang out and kind of see people and do stuff still. And he's like, yeah, I got nothing saying, hey, the con's going on, come be security and check badges and do what you normally do. So
yep,
there's a good chance it's not even happening.
Yeah, so because of all that, and yes, there will be Gunpla on the shelf, and there is Gunpla. There's Gunpla right up there. It's right over there. All that shit.
It's all right
from
in front of
there,
Wolverine.
All the way across, and even up here and up here on the Wolverines. That's all Gunpla.
Yep.
But, yes, what's going to end up happening is that. So we're coming back as early in January this time. Normally, we don't get back till a little while after, like in the middle of January easily. So we'll be back earlier than normal, but this is the cast to talk about the fact that we're taking a break, what to expect as we come back, what we need to work on, what worked here, and field questions from the chat as we go today, because that's really what this is just trying to figure out our shit.
Right. And so it looks like, wow, I just noticed that bourbon.exe has stopped working. Okay, go figure. But yeah, it looks like first question that we have is the folders that have been sent so far is the Gundam OVAs, the Mobile Suit Variations, and the Show Rider Villains, plus that one guy who's talked Mortal Kombat on Discord. So what's the plan? We just went over the plan. We're literally hanging out, talking, being like, hey, we're getting ready. Thanksgiving's coming up here in the U.S. for all the people who want to celebrate being together with families and forgetting the fact that this happened because, yeah, we, white people suck at planning. So, yeah.
Okay, so while we're gone, I'm going to maintain my YouTube. That's not going to change. In fact, I may take the opportunity to set up a couple of streams to start my Gundam talks and shit like that, where I start reviewing the Gundam suits and whatnot and do that, because I'm starting to get folders and whatnot. I'm going to go on a mass download and everything soon, because the folders are coming in for all that shit. Now, in terms of when we, cause I'm gonna blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna stay active. I think Scott is gonna stay active as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna be somewhat active on my channel on Action Talk, although probably not as active as Bill since he occasionally posts three or four videos a day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm lucky, I get one or two a week. On top of me still working on Ruxpin Abridged.
If you have any interest in that, I'll go ahead and I'll plug it here regardless. You can talk to me on Twitter. I'm at Reploid Bill. You can still find me on the Facebook. And of course, Fandom with Reploid Bill is the YouTube. That's where I'll be. That's where I will be active during the break.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter as well. I think I'm just under Scott Jackson, I think, or Scott Jackson 79 or something like that. I forgot. I use like Scott J79 on a lot of stuff. So I don't know if it's under that too, but you can probably find me on Twitter as well. And I'll probably be posting on the Facebooks, the Twitter, YouTubes.
Nope. I know I'll be on Twitter. I usually don't post a lot, but it's just at Sentai, at Sario Sentai. Be on the Facebooks as well. And with all of the bullshit that's been going on with my life, because to be fair, grandma died, you know, a couple weeks back. My girl's great aunt died a few days ago. It's not been fun for either of us, and we've kind of been a little bit at each other's throats because all the COVID stuff being stuck at home. So, after the other day when our disembodied voice is like, hey, I got new internet shit and blah, 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 and I was like, yeah, I'm paying like $100 a month for this here, like, streamers package for, you know, Twitch streaming and shit and doing up all that where I'm going to be live streaming games, and I almost... Let me fix that there. And almost never like live stream any games to do anything, but I'm paying the money for it. As soon as that came out of my mouth and I put it in the chat, I was like, wait a minute. I'm paying money for shit I'm not using. Fuck it. So I'm thinking while we're on break, I might take the time. I don't have a schedule yet, and more than likely, it'll probably end up being on Facebook. I'm not sure, or not Facebook, wow, on YouTube. Because I'm not sure whether it'd be easier just to start it up on YouTube or jump over to Twitch. But I might start streaming and doing Sario Says again. Like I said, I'm not sure what days it's going to be or anything. But yeah, to be fair, my YouTube is literally just my name. In fact, there you go, chat. Up.
Just give it time. We'll see if it works. He's having some sort of technical difficulty. I'm surprised he tried a second time, in all honesty.
Right. I'm wondering if he finally switched over to his computer instead of his phone, though.
No clue. He's probably trying a couple different things. Just if it works, it works. If not. But, yeah. So the chance that you could bring Sario Says back, that's actually a good thing. Keep you active and everything like that. So, big thing that we have to determine. I heard something. He's kind of coming through.
I forgot. This is Shane. Hold on. Let me turn him up a bit. Do you think like 160 should? There we go. All right, talk, Shane.
Hold on.
Okay, yeah, 160 will boost your audio enough where you can keep up with the rest of us loud fucks.
All right, what? I fixed the problem.
Okay, did what's your problem?
The problem is Discord sucks.
I don't know. It's worked fine for me every single day.
Yep.
It's trash, so.
Well, it's working. Here I am. Working. Look at it. Look at it working.
I'm not going to get into a fucking argument.
He has learned. It's a Christmas miracle.
No, I'm irritated and I don't want to fucking get into an argument. So let's continue to do this fucking episode.
But Shane, we like arguing.
I don't want to argue right now. Let's try.
But we like it.
It's funny that we're arguing about not arguing right now.
I know, that's the point. Because I love you, buddy.
Okay, one of the things we have to talk about, because we have to figure this out, with the series reviews that we're doing, because we're doing The Lost Galaxy, we're getting about 3 episodes at a time per episode, okay? Now, here's the thing. There's a way to fix this and still stay live. What we could do, because we kind of had a discussion about this, and though we ran in circles, we did come up with something in the midst of running in circles. The thinking that we could just post the title card of the episode and then talk about that episode without screenshots, because the screenshots very extremely slow us down, because we want to talk about the whole damn episode when we're actually seeing the episode. But here's the question. If we do that, we'll go back to moving faster through the series. But do people want that? Because the chat's going to be important on stuff like this, because it's a possibility that people like us going into stupid detail and doing 3 episodes and pulling out all the bullshit we could possibly do. Right. And they might not want us to go to a single title card where we go through quickly. They may want us to stay the way that we are currently doing it, the way that Lost Galaxy is running. And if that's the way it comes out, then when we come back and keep going over Lost Galaxy, it's going to continue the same way it is. Now, this means it's going to take forever for us to get through series, but that might not be a bad thing if it does decent episodes. Now, if we do it the old podcast way, the live broadcasts of those episodes are basically going to be one picture. That's it. One picture. That'll be it. So, I'm going to try to watch the stream as the chat and things like that as we talk today, but I will post a vote on the Sentai Review Facebook page, a poll to try to get exact numbers of where people want us to take this. Because we have to figure it out. Like, we're trying new things. Going live was a new thing, and it changed certain aspects of the way that we were discussing things like episodes. And we're feeling it now when we watched those 15 episodes a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and to be fair, I fucked up and watched 16 episodes, and that was a while ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here's, like I said, the only thing that I thought of that we might be able to do is if you guys are wanting, like, a whole crap ton of photos, because of the way that we record the episodes, we could set it up, like, dual screen somehow. I'm not sure how we would do it. We've had the idea in the works to set up the recording room where there's going to be, like, Bill's monitor and then, like, another monitor up mounted to the wall. That way then, like, Nick and Shane, who usually sit in, like, the corner over here,
they'll actually be able to see better,
yeah. And they'll kind of know what's going on. So what my idea was is if we redo the room and we get everything set up and we do the second monitor idea, we could set the recording Yes, I see your future chair. Boop. But we could set up the second record, or we could set up the recording to be on the second screen, have the second screen do just like a slideshow of all the random bullshit. you know, like here's the random pictures of each and every single episode, and turn that motherfucker off. Like literally turn it off and then let
that
run.
Hit the chat real quick. Take pictures of the important points you discuss. Not possible. Not possible, because we don't discuss it before the episode. Everything we do is live. It's unscripted. It's as unscripted as what we're doing right here. None of the jokes are planned. None of the conversations are planned. None of the battles that we have with each other are planned. It just happens. We're just literally fucking five guys hanging out in a room talking Power Rangers and shit like that.
Here's how unscripted it is. That's my washing machine. Do you enjoy my washing machine? Back to Power Rangers. Like, literally, whatever the fuck happens, happens. Like, we don't script this shit. He's right. Like, I've got my laser pointer right here. Every now and again, if you watch me going over and looking this way, that's because I'm staring at my cats going, get the dot.
It's because of that. That we can't just take, because we thought about that. When I very first said that we were going live, we were like, okay, let's get like four or five pictures that we know we're going to discuss. But then there came a problem very quickly where it was like, hey, somebody, send the things you want to talk about. Send the things you want to talk about, or keep your own folders and we'll go over them. And we tried that for the first episode and it worked okay. Then we just got screenshots and we said, if it's a shitty episode, we'll just click through the screenshots real quick. Well, we were wrong. It didn't turn out that way, because having the screenshots gave us ammunition to attack every fucking episode.
Yeah.
And that was not our intention. Now, it just fucking happened.
To be fair, the only good thing that came out of the screenshots is we did realize just how much they Winstoned the fuck out of Damon.
Yeah, because you notice it when you're taking the screenshots. Right. And we take relatively, in a 22-minute episode, we have about a screenshot a minute.
Uh-huh.
That's relatively about the way that it's been captured so far, is about every minute there's a screen cap. And we're noticing that he ain't in none of them.
Right. He's in maybe like 5% of it, so he gets like 4 minutes per episode, and that's fucking it.
When he shows up, he's interesting enough to catch your attention. And I think that adds to everything that he's been in. When he makes appearances, seems to be some kind of quality. Like, he has a charisma that you enjoy seeing him on screen. Mm-hmm. And that causes a problem, because just going through the show, I would have never called out the fact that he's barely in it. I didn't realize it until we started getting screenshots. And I was like, where the fuck is he? He's never fucking here. But that's because every time I did see him, I was like, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in terms of that, yes, sometimes it's cool. But otherwise, yeah, it's literally got us to a crawl. So like I said, that was my thought, is maybe put the pictures on another screen, turn that motherfucker off, and then put chat on like the screen that we can stare at while we're talking and doing what we need to and go from there. But like I said, that's kind of a lot of circumstantial shit, like making sure we have two monitors and making sure
there's another thing I could do.
Works, but
if Scott kept getting the pictures like he's been doing, right? So, because Scott's already doing what he's doing, and Scott's got all these pictures and shit. So let's say he was still getting them. What we could do is that, so we can't focus on a picture, we set the computer to run a slideshow.
Mm-hmm.
So it just flips through the images.
Yep.
Every 5-10 seconds, it'll flip an image, and we don't have the power to stop it. So we'll just talk about the fucking episode, because we won't be stopping to laugh at that guy's face or some other dumb shit. And if we bring something up, it'll be because we remember it, and we're just bringing it up like we did. Because the way we used to do this was, we'd trap ourselves in a room and we just look at each other, basically.
Yep.
And we'd talk about the series. Dun, 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 dun. Fucking, actually, we would hold the case of whatever series we were talking about. We'd be like, episode 10, this dumb shit. And yep. It'd be like, does anybody even remember that shit? No. Then fuck it. And we'd move the fuck on.
Right.
We don't do that anymore because seeing those pictures drives us to remember every little thing we could possibly talk about.
Right. Either that or we do this, which let me grab it real quick here.
Well, I was going to say the one thing that I've got
phones with notes that say, hey, look, here's episode 12. Here's the dumb shit I wanted to talk about.
I was going to say the one thing that I see as an advantage of doing it this way still is if we only cover 3 or 4 episodes per show, we can, when we get to the next recording date, we can go and rewatch those next 3 or 4 episodes on like Netflix or the DVD.
Instead of when we used to get held up and you'd have to try to recap the last 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we'll bat this around. We'll play with the idea, but we're going to try to have this figured out when we come back from break. So I'm going to send out a poll on probably Twitter. I'm going to send out a poll on
Facebook.
On the Facebook, and we're going to try to get that figured out, because I don't know personally what to do right now. I'm not dishappy with the way it's running. I think that the episodes have been funny. And it's fine, and they run fine. It's just that they're slow. And, like, if you're looking to run through the series, but see, that could fix that, too. If we kept going the way we were, like, Shane wants to watch the series, he could watch the series, because then the only thing he's got to do is watch 3 episodes for recap. So yeah. On a Friday, he watches 3 episodes instead of, I don't know, fucking 40. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Fucking watching 40 episodes in a night because you put it off for so damn long.
Yep.
Shit, I achieved my goal.
Shit, I remember when we went to go. The only cool thing about doing shit like that was back when we did the Turbo movie. I was still living at my dad's house, and at my dad's in the basement, he has like a Whirlpool bathtub that's literally as big as like my kitchen table, so my entire fat ass can fit in it, and it fills like all the way up to like my neck. And he's got a hot tub. And I found the movie on YouTube in full, no edits, no nothing, no squeaky voices fucking with the video. And I literally turned on YouTube and sat in the hot tub and just, gonna watch Turbo and enjoy actual life while this shitty movie plays in the background. Oh, it's so good. That was the only good thing that came out of those. Now I don't live at my dad's anymore, and it's like, I don't want to watch 80 episodes. can I do like the 15, and we just talk about it and be done for like 2 weeks?
No, so, I tend to put stuff off to the last minute.
Same.
And forgot to watch the episodes, and I was like, fuck, I got to watch them. I'm at work.
But Shane.
So I'm like, I got an idea.
Which would be better, rewatching 15 or rewatching 3?
I don't bother. I'm actually watching Power Rangers right now, so.
Say, that's what I mean, yeah. but it would be easier on the recap. We'll figure it out. It's just that we have to bring it up because that's what this episode is for, is talking about these situations. When we come back, we are going to finally start something that we've been talking about, because we're pretty much caught up with Kamen Rider. Aside from
the present,
my chair is all dumb. Aside from getting all the present stuff and whatnot, and same with Super Sentai, We're pretty much caught up. We just worry about the new thing coming out. That's an episode a fucking year. Maybe 2, because we're gonna review it before we know what the fuck it is.
First
and then we're gonna
impression,
review it
and then
after
the final
it's all
one.
Over. Yeah. So that's a thing. But in terms of that, we're going to finally add a new folder. See, we're all caught up in robots. We're all caught up in Sentai. We're all caught up in writers for the most part. So it's time to start the next folder. Do you know what that is?
Hey.
It's time to finally talk about the villains.
Yep.
So we got to get those folders. And we'll get that shit set up, because when we come back, we're finally going to dive into, is that a cool guy, a cool bad guy, or does that guy look fucking dumb and nobody would be afraid of him anyway?
Yep.
And currently we have folders for Kamen Rider bad guy. Not Sentai ones so far.
Fine.
You gotta stop. When you do that, you sound like we're going to commercial. And when we come back,
with the way
he's saying it, I'm like,
after these messages.
After these messages.
He's done it three times, and I'm thinking, are we going to commercial?
Look, I know how to handle...
Brand new, old, pre-used, pre-owned, pre-done with fucking crayons. Come get your pre-used crayons. $39.95. Come get a used crayon. $39.95. All right. Crazy Sario's fucking crayon world. Come down and get some crayons.
Well, all right, we're back. You know what? Somebody's stupid enough to buy that. I'm going to tell you why somebody's stupid enough to buy that. A buddy of mine at work found that somebody is selling a PS5 online on eBay for $32,000. So yeah. People are dumb. And somebody will buy that.
Yes, somebody will buy that because they're dumb and they expect to fucking have it. But the problem is if you do that, then the scalpers win and they keep fucking doing that shit. You get to voice with your fucking almighty dollar. Bill has said it for fucking eons and eons now. You fucking get to pay these companies with your vote of the almighty dollar. And, after what I heard like a month or two ago from fucking Food Theory with Burger King, because I didn't know nothing about that shit. Yeah, fuck Burger King. I'm never fucking going there again.
I've never ate there. I mean,
I've never been there.
You used to eat there a lot, actually, never stopped to think about it. But your comment makes me realize that you never even thought about how much you were eating it. We used to go there easily twice a month.
It wasn't meaning that I've never ate there. I haven't seen that episode is what I was trying to say.
Oh, no, yeah, because we used to eat there a lot. Remember, we used to do this, what we're doing right now. This used to be a monthly meeting, sometimes every 2 weeks. Back when we first started all this, we would show up and we would talk about all the shit we had to talk about, like what's working in the show, what needs to change, what we need to fix. And we used to meet at Burger King.
But dude, that was back when
we would either meet at Burger King or we would meet at the Hardee's over by your dad's. It depended on where you were living at.
That was back when we still had Jack of Spades.
That was back when restaurants stayed open all night because we were up there at midnight.
Hold on. No. RPG 64DS, you lose fucking points. You lose Shane Hug points. Burger King is not good for mozzarella sticks. If you want mozzarella sticks, you go to Arby's, where you get the diarrhea from the fucking roast beef. But the mozzarella sticks are the shit.
Tell me about how good the mozzarella sticks are.
I know you guys can't see me, but I'm doing this right.
When it comes to fast food, you gotta trust the fat fuck.
I guess I can't argue with that trail of logic. I guess I do.
Technically, you watched a video that told you not to eat there. So technically,
no. What I did
was right.
No, what I did is I watched a video that said that what Burger King did is instead of doing like every other company and spending $2 million on an ad marketing campaign, they literally made a Twitch account, went to other streamers that have the voice to text set up where if you pay like $5, $10, whatever the fuck it is to get it to read your message out loud in the stream, they would pay that. And they did that to like maybe 1,000 people. So you're thinking like 1,000 times like $5, $10. We'll just say it's $10 at the max. They basically took a $2 million ad budget and spent like $10,000. Put an ad up on these motherfuckers' channels. And literally because Twitch has a fucking thing within its terms of service that states you cannot do any promotional activity without first, you know, talking about it at the beginning. It's like YouTube. You have to put up a big banner. This video contains an ad for some shit so I can get money and pay my fucking bills. And
it's an actual law, or rather it's written into the contract that you sign as being part of the stream community and things like that in order to get onto those networks. That contract that you sign basically says that if you are, If you're advertising or whatever, it has to be stated. It has to be like in your descriptions and shit like that, so you're not endorsing or whatever.
Mm,
yes. And then, yeah. And now a lot of streamers are in trouble because of what Burger King did.
Yeah, they basically threw down and made an ad that said, hey, why don't you come on down to Burger King and get you some fucking food? And motherfuckers are like, what?
Yeah, what the fuck? I was watching some of the responses.
Yeah, some of the responses were like, hey, Burger King threw me $5. Can I get an ad deal? And because they clipped all of this and turned it into an actual commercial, Burger King not only fucking made the money for the commercial, in the commercial they said, but I just gave you $5 to say come get Burger King burgers and fries.
Yeah.
Sit
yeah, they
spin.
Made a big joke out of it. Yeah, we paid you. It doesn't matter that your stream was literally
killed.
Interrupted, and now because we've done this commercial, you look like you endorsed us, and now you're in trouble with the stream network of your choice.
Yep. So they basically said, hey, here's $5. And Twitch said it and said, you're fired. That would be like if a random customer at your job came in and said, wow, you're doing a really great job. Thank you for, you know, all the help that you're doing. Here's a coupon for the fucking competitor of whatever store it is you're working at.
Yeah.
So let's say you work UPS. Here's a coupon for free shipping at fucking FedEx. And your boss came up and said, you got a FedEx coupon? You're fired.
Yeah.
That's literally what the fuck happened.
We're not promoting FedEx here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when it comes down to it, yeah, that's why I said fuck them. And that's why we go off on tangents, because we're unscripted. So back to Sentai shit. Sorry.
I was going to say, you guys are going off on Burger King. I'm waiting for the McDonald's to get the McRibs back.
Oh, fuck that shit.
That's all
to be
you.
Fair,
I can't that
look,
shit.
Look, let me explain something. I know you love the McRib, but here's the thing that McDonald's does. It's what every company does. They basically purposely take something that they know people are going to want, and they say, we're going to give that to you once every couple of years. And the reason why they do that is fake supply and demand, so they could say, oh, the McRib, it's going to be $10 per sandwich this year, and motherfuckers will still line up around the block to fucking get one.
Oh, yeah. No,
a cheap sandwich, costs them $2 to make, and they go, $80.
Yeah, they could do that. They could do it all year. They choose not to do it all year. Now, I'm not saying don't like it, but yeah, the consumer demand. I never understood why that thing was like, limited. I never understood why it was limited.
Yeah.
Because it's on purpose. But yeah, I don't even think they have a normal time. Like, is there like a normal time when they do that,
there
or do they just fucking do it?
It used to be like, I think mid October, and this year it's like, mm-hmm. Early December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, it used to
so
be...
So, anyways...
I remember it used to be February, then they moved it to October, now it's December. But, yeah, because that's the exact same thing. Like, that's the theory that's going around online right now, is that Microsoft and Sony purposely only made, like, 1,000 fucking systems for the PS5 and the fucking new Xbox Series eat a dicks. Because it's the stupidest fucking name ever. Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S. So that when they can
it
confuse soccer moms
name.
To go out and, hey, you guys got one of them Xbox X thingies? Oh, yeah, we got an Xbox One X. But, Mom, I wanted the Series X! The only good thing about that is it confused the bots, too. But, yes, they literally went ahead and, like, that's the theory, is they purposely fucked this up to only put out so many systems. Because if there's a fake demand, then people be like, oh my God, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it. Everybody's talking about it, I gotta get it. It's like with the Wii. When the Wii came out, nobody could get it. Everybody and their brother wanted a Wii, but half the people that got a fucking Nintendo Wii, they played Wii Bowling and Wii Tennis and all the Wii Sports games and never picked up anything else, did anything else with it.
Yeah, it is what it is. I agree. I think they play around a little too much with creating false demand, but it's a market trick that's been proven to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we've got to figure out the series. We know when we come back, we're doing villains. We know we're coming back early January.
Mm-hmm.
Is there,
we could also, restart tackling the Ultraman.
Yeah.
It's true. We left him in the dust. We were doing that, and then we just stopped. So we need to refocus to bring Ultraman back into circulation so we can finish some of that shit, because we haven't touched it for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And then I'm also getting a more live action of our superheroes folders.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we're going to cut through those faster than you think. There's only so many heroes.
Well, I know. That's why it's kind of easy to find the early stuff. Cause
I don't have any interest in talking about certain heroes that have appeared on film, like Steel. Because there's only one. He appears once.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah, no.
We don't give a fuck. Or, like, do you want to talk about Mantis?
No. Yeah.
Do you, Shane? Do you want to talk about Mantis?
Yes, I would.
Okay. That's your episode, then.
I mean, to be fair, if we do something like that where it's like, hey, here are the heroes that only showed up once and it was in the fucking 70s and it sucked because everybody was snorting coke and thinking they had the greatest idea ever. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if we do end up doing random shit like that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I think that our heroes, we'll cut through them a little quicker than most anything else, because like cinema here, for some reason, like it's funny about that shit. Like there's Batman, he's got a lot of shit. Superman, he's got a lot of shit.
I'm gonna be starting on the folders for a live action superhero team we don't want to cover.
What?
Fanforstic.
Well, we're gonna talk about the Fantastic Four, but look, that's only two. Yeah. No, that's three.
Yeah.
Three. We gotta talk about three teams.
Yeah, and to be fair, yeah, because it's
three teams.
Movies.
There's the one in the 90s, there's the one in the 2000s, and there's that awful fucking one that has Doom Guy in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first and second are the exact same team and the exact same everything. The suits might
That's technically the second and third. The first was an unreleased movie prototype snuck its way into the con circuits and got passed around to everybody.
Yeah, I forgot about
and
that.
And boy,
no, right.
Is it special.
Fair enough. Oh, well. But yeah, there's all that crap that we got to do. What else is on the docket? Shane, what else is on the list?
It might be important to debate something.
Damn it, I was trying to get Shane to talk. He's been fucking quiet.
We left behind, like, and I get that we only have so much time in our life, okay? That's the truth of it. We're fucking busy, and we all have fucking full-time jobs, and we don't know in terms of forcing and things like that. Like I'm fucking forced Monday, so even my job is getting weird again, where now they're starting to force me for weird shit.
We all also have expiration dates, as we will all die one day.
Well, you do. I mean, yeah. I just change my name every 30 or so years so nobody catches on to the fact that I'm not aging. But anyways, that's your problem.
Nah.
We have to figure out...
Just don't get stuck on a rebar.
Rebar?
Nah.
You know, like a certain Dean did.
But no, that's another thing. I just saw it in the chat. We are going to rate the Morphers. That's a folder that we absolutely need. Because we got to talk about dumb karate hand.
don't we also got to go back? I think it's like, it was also like the openings and the songs.
They've been asking for that for a long time. I want to do it. But we have had strikes against our channel for unmoving pictures of the fucking Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
of the worst Ninja Turtles.
And here's the thing that blows my mind. I see online every day, you could go on fucking YouTube right now and you can watch every single intro in its entirety in a giant fucking hour and a half long fucking video. And that guy's not fucking flagged. Yeah. Why do we get fucking flagged? You know that Henshiner Morph has been taken down 5 times?
Yep.
5 times they have taken that down, and I have had to send in one of those fucking requests to get it back up.
Mm-hmm.
and then they tried to take down the next mutation. Really? Of all the fucking shit that you could have fucking complained about, you chose to draw attention to fucking next mutation? Leave it alone!
That's our shitty show!
That's right. Our shitty show!
And to be fair, we don't make any money off of it. You motherfuckers do. Especially since if you actually read the new Terms of Service update for YouTube, if you're not a part of their fucking maker program, YouTube's going to put ads on your fucking video anyway, so they get more money.
Yeah,
and if
because
you are
now
a part
there's
of the
a
maker program, they're going to take money away from you, but they're at least doing it good because they're going to put it in a tax account for you. So they're actually going to take away taxes.
I was curious how this was going to end up because I had debated in order to put money into the show, monetizing, not like big fucking things, but there'd be a preview at the very beginning and the very end of the video. I don't like – it drives me fucking crazy when you're in the middle of a fucking video and it's like every 15 fucking seconds they're like, oh, a motherfucking ad. Like, I'm tired of that. I hate that. It makes me hate your fucking show.
You want to watch that video? Watch me first.
And here's the other shitty thing, though. You can't escape it. Because I've had people be like, well, just get an ad blocker. I'm like, no, you can. Because then you go watch something like Doug Walker, and he has a commercial and a little advertisement at the beginning of his video, which is part of his video. Then he stops in the middle of his video to do an actual ad. Then he goes to the end of the video and brings his shit back up. Mm-hmm. So, like, now they're getting to the point where they're just adding the actual advertisements into the actual videos, and you can't escape it if you want to.
Yeah.
So I want to avoid that.
Yeah, and I purposely pay, like, the subscription fee. It's like $12 a month or whatever to get the fucking the YouTube premium, so I get the YouTube music and YouTube movies and all the other bullshit. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. And then you get, like, Game Theory and Film Theory and that with MatPat, where he's like, hey, by the way, we're doing a fucking advertisement for our merch in the very beginning of the thing, so come get our merch.
All right, and then in the middle, sometimes...
And then in the middle, hey, don't forget to come get our merch. Yeah. And I'm like, motherfucker, I know it. You need money. You got bills to pay. You got a kid to feed. You need the money. Come get the merch. I get it. Calm down. Hey, by the way, if you like that video, don't forget to come get the merch. I'm like,
a good portion of the time, they're not even advertising their own merch. Like, if we advertised our own merch, that would not irritate me. Unless we got really fucking stupid about it.
Right.
But, like, if we just said, hey, guys, there's shirts, whatever.
Right.
That does not bother me at all. But what kills me...
When you go to, like, AVGN and he's got, like, hey, by the way, I'm fucking advertising for a wallet company. And
there's
an advertisement for a cell phone game. And don't forget to come on down and do this.
In one video recently, he started the video by saying, come buy alcohol.
Yep.
Then in the middle of the video, he said, there's these metal wallets. Then towards the end of the video, he went off again and started talking about something else. It was a cell phone game, like use my code. And I was like, three fucking times?
Yep.
So you can't escape it. You can't escape it. And that's the reason I've been very careful about not doing shit like that with this show. But it would be nice to be able to get something coming into it that we could put back into the show and actually work the show up. Like we could... Just, it's a small thing, but it really is a big thing. If we had even a small amount of money coming in, we could guarantee the sound equipment.
Yep.
If we had a small amount of money coming in, like when we get stuck on this, we could guarantee that all of us have the same microphone and all of us have the same webcam.
Yep.
And then it would be standard across the entire show that we know that there is a quality that is set, that is 100% set.
Yep.
And that would be important.
Yeah, instead of Bill having an actual webcam and me using the one that's built into my laptop here, and then fucking Scott's got his, and Shane's got... Anyway.
That picture.
Yeah, that picture.
The camera.
But that's what I mean. It would be nice to guarantee the quality across the board of the entire show, and we could do that. And I think the only way we could do it, because we wouldn't pull much money a year, I know that. But I think that if we monetized probably around February after we figured out what it would take, if, but it would provide enough money to standardize equipment, and that's more than fine with me. But here's the killer. Now with YouTube changing its thing, oftentimes what we do is talk about other people's shit.
Yep.
So, like, how much is that going to take out of us? Like, are we going to basically get nothing? Because, like I said, we did that entire Turtles episode. Well, they're going to claim that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They've already claimed against us, so I know they're going to claim that. I remember one time I did an entire video on my channel where I shit on Walmart. I shit on them.
Oh, yeah.
The whole fucking episode was me shitting on Walmart.
Yeah, I remember that one.
They took my video and monetized it and put a fucking Walmart ad in front of it. Then
wow.
I got such
Which
a fucking
great
kick out of it.
Which is literally the name of the video is Walmart Made My Daughter Cry.
Yes.
Wow. Go fuck yourself.
I was like, talk about not fucking watching what the fuck you just did.
Right.
Yeah. They monetized that fucking video and put a Walmart ad in front of it. And the video was called, yeah, you're right, Walmart Made My 3-Year-Old Cry. Well, that goes into a whole bunch of me shitting on Walmart about how they put their product out early and they fuck shit up. Well, as soon as that was over, they claim it. They put their ad on there, and it was 2 months later that all of a sudden they sent me a retraction saying that they were giving the back to me, that they weren't going to claim it anymore. And I was like, oh, really? Yeah.
We don't want your shit now.
You know, I picture somebody at Walmart, like, up, like, the exec fucking standing there, like, sir, there's a video. Somebody made a video about us. Put an ad in front of it. Sir, this is not a good video. This is just shitting on us. I don't care. I want that money. And then, like, 2 months later, sir, and I can, it's not happening. We're not big enough to
exactly. We didn't make the money. We just got them attention on the fact that,
sir, we're losing sales because this fucking dude is shitting on us. And we put an ad in front of it. Yeah. He's like, take that shit off. We're losing money.
And to be fair, Mr. Creepshow, that actually happens more often than you would think, where literally a TV show or like a band or something, they post something that belongs to them. It's their own shit. And literally the parent company is like, flag them motherfuckers. And it's like, we're the official fucking show for, like, the show. Like, we're the official YouTube channel of, like, Rick and Morty. Why the fuck is Adult Swim blocking our own shit and saying it's
no
stolen?
Shit.
You know, that happens more often than you think. It's just not as many people actually post about it, so.
So that's the thing.
You mean, like, Toei blocking their own YouTube stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, Toei does that all the fucking time.
But
they
are
dumb.
The thing that blows my mind is that I want to do this episode. I want to do this episode where we talk about intros and we can rate all of the intros and find our favorite intro across the series. I would love to do that. That is an episode that I genuinely want to do. Here's the problems. Say I post that episode on our website and tell everybody if you want it, that's where you have to go see it. If we get flagged on our website, that is not a flag covered by YouTube. We get fucking sued.
Yep.
That is copyright infringement on a private website.
Yeah, that's not, we could put a fucking wheelchair and a mohawk on that and call it a fucking day.
So I can't do that. And if I put it on YouTube, I promise you, without a doubt, even though fucking all these other channels can just fucking post whatever the fuck they want and nothing ever happens, I will get fucking flagged.
Mm-hmm.
And if I post it on my Facebook and my shit gets flagged, I could lose my Facebook.
Yep.
So let's say I host that video and we're just streaming copywritten material on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody reports me or they dog me, that's it. I lose my fucking Facebook. Same with Twitter or any other of those fucking accounts. And then I thought about, why not just do something like go to another website where we don't give a fuck, and if we get taken down, we get taken down. Like the fact that we're on Daily Motion.
Yeah.
But it's not us.
There is a Vimeo. I did create a Vimeo for us, but there's not enough room for everything.
We're on Daily Motion. The Sentai Review is on Daily Motion and posts videos regularly. It's not us. I don't know who the fuck it is, but it's our videos. Somebody takes them off our YouTube, rips them, and puts them on Daily Motion. We're on there. We're already there.
Yep.
Blatantly. Yep. Our face on the fucking camera. I even went in and commented on a couple of their videos. I don't remember uploading this. I did that on like 30 of them motherfuckers. I was like, I also don't remember uploading this.
And no, to be fair, even if it does end up coming down to, yeah, we go the fuck to MySpace, while there's not much traffic that ends up being there, to be quite honest, what a lot of these fucking companies do is they go to Google or they have a tracking bot, basically. And what it does is punch in the code, look for Toei Animation, fucking Power Rangers, Sentai Review, Super Sentai, blah, blah, blah. And they type in all this shit and they have the bot go out and look. It'll look
I like how we're
every...
in that search engine. I like how he just included us in the search engine.
Well, because who knows? They probably already know us and we're already talking about, hey guys, we're going to go somewhere the fuck else. It's going to be super hush hush. Don't tell nobody. We're going to go deep.
Now, here's
so
another.
They can't get us. But
there is
us.
One thing I thought about doing. One thing I thought about once we monetize holding certain private episodes. Kind of like how Patreon episodes, you can get away with shit like that on a higher thing because only people that are specifically paying for content or people that you know, like you can let into that episode. But I don't want to do that, but I don't know. I don't know what to do. I want to do that episode. I don't know how to do it without getting flagged.
Right.
Because it's going to be a lot of, and then I was suggested, well, why don't you play like 10 seconds of the song?
Because then next thing you know, the law changes, and instead of it being 10 seconds, it's 5, now it's only 5, and then...
Well, poof. Here's my thing. It seems ridiculous, but sometimes people that find us, we are their gateway into this shit that they've never seen.
Yeah.
Like, they know a basic of what they like, and then we open them up to all this other dog shit that's out there. Mm. Sometimes it's cool, and sometimes we're sorry we had to show you that.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I still and remember so, Ballin Cup Zord.
So while I think we could get away with the 10-second hooks, it doesn't give you an exact idea of the episode. And since we're doing live episodes now, that episode would almost have to be recorded because we would have to post the 10 seconds for the episode, but we would actually have to listen to the whole thing and then come back and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd also be a little bit of a pain in the ass. Not that we haven't filmed fucking pains in the asses before, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember doing the motivational vest episode.
I might have thought of something.
What?
Well, I'm looking at how we're appearing on YouTube with this Discord setup and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. What if we had like the screen of it going in like the bottom center. Well, we have like two screens of us on top and two screens around it or whatever.
But are you saying no sound on that screen?
I don't know. I mean, with us talking during it and over it, it might cover it up.
Because it could be labeled as some sort of commentary.
Yeah, it's true.
That might not be a terrible idea. That could work. And if it's filmed like this, it's not a full presentation.
Just have it in like the corner or something too, but.
Well, because what you're saying, you're hitting on a fact. Okay. Fair use is contributed to an 80-20 demographic.
Yeah.
So if it's for educational purposes or satire or something of that nature, we can use it, but we can't showcase the entire thing. But you can showcase almost the entire thing if 80% of the product is your product.
Yeah.
And in what you're saying, if we're on the screen like 5 times and they're the corner down here or whatever, you might get away with something like that because we'd be talking over the music. If you kept the music low enough, we'd be talking over the music and it would be a little pip,
mm-hmm.
picture in picture. And then that, yeah, that might work. It wouldn't be ideal to the way we normally film, but that might be a way to get away with it.
Right. Because, I mean, the other thing as well is, and, I mean, it does play into how we normally do everything anyway, but considering the fact that normally what we do is we watch the episodes, we come in and we talk about it, to be fair, that wouldn't really be that bad of an idea, because, yeah, if, I mean, like Bill says, if we put that down in, like, the bottom corner, like, 5% volume, and then we have us at like 100 or whatever, even if it's 10 and we're at 100, and we're just coming in, we're like, yeah, no, I listen to this song, this song, this song, this song, I like this one because the drums are good, and this one's cool because the guitar is awesome, and this one's better because, you know, this, and that, and we're just talking over it, I mean, yeah, that might actually work a little bit better, and then the people who want to hear it, they have to go deaf because you have my loud ass being like, no, because the guitars don't go like this. It's like, and, you know, and doing what I normally fucking do, being loud.
Well, we could link every single one as we showed it.
Yeah.
And then allow people to go, if they wanted to go hear it afterwards or whatever, and see if they agree with our opinions. Because I also see that there's been some talk in the chat that's trying to say how a lot of other channels do it. And I thought about doing something like that, but that's, once again, that's an edit episode.
Right.
It's not like what we do is live, so it makes it a lot more difficult, and there would be a lot of parts where we're just like,
yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Hopefully, like, I wouldn't make that face.
But. Right, but that's why I said, you know, it might be one thing where, like, we would find it, make a playlist of it, watch it ourselves, or, well, technically listen to it ourselves, and then after
that,
we listen to it,
I just saw something else that just came. I just saw something else that came in. Look, the people that want to see this are people that are already subbed to us.
Yeah.
We could private the video. You're not subbed. You don't get in, period. And then we could do what we were talking about. Because if it's a private video, we're not going to get turned in by the people that are fucking requesting to see it anyway.
It's true. It's very true.
And then if it gets taken down later, well, I'm sorry, but at least we got it done.
Right.
And then we can try to fight on whatever terms we have to fight on. But that might be a way to do it. If the chat, if the live stream is rated private, only people who are like, who are sent the link, and the people that would be sent the link would be the people on our stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Because we could even make, like, a specific Discord channel just for that and be like, hey, fucking doing the illegal episode, here you go, fucking Fandom Night. Fandom Night After Dark, we're watching porno live and golf commentary.
It's the way that they've come down on us. Look, we have been hit on this channel for a picture of Pikachu. We got a video taken down because there was one fucking picture of Pikachu.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Like, I can't fucking believe the amount of times that our show has been taken down for the dumbest shit. And then I see other people like WatchMojo.com has like a third of a fucking Pokemon episode. And I'm like, you can show that, but I can't post a fucking picture of Pikachu. Mm-hmm. What is the fucking standard? Why are we getting hit?
Because you didn't pay them.
I guess. Yeah, it works. Yeah, yeah, it's true.
That's the reason. Not wrong.
They probably have to pay for that. You know, they're like, you want to use this in your episode? Give us money.
But yeah, definitely something that we're piecing together, and it's something I want to do. I want to do that episode. I would like to do that episode on this next season of the Sentai Review. I want to find a way to do it.
Oh shit, we got renewed for another season?
As far as I know, I've been speaking with the management staff, and he thinks that we could probably go another year.
But hold on, I'm getting a call. Hold on. Hello? Are you sure? Okay, hold on. Shane, it's management. He says to shut the fuck up. This is supposed to be behind closed doors.
Oh, sorry.
He says to shut the fucking hell up because you are a fucking moron. And this is supposed to be behind closed doors. Okay.
He also says that any concerns you have should be addressed to Mr. Xavier.
Okay.
Mr. Xavier.
Are you sure?
I was just called a moron, and I don't approve of that.
Oh, does that bother you?
Okay.
I will kill you.
Really? Oh, wait.
Oh. I'll kill you, you old man.
No, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. Okay, cool. Thank you. Bye. Hey! Awesome. So, good news.
HR is the best.
Yeah, good news.
Xavier HR.
Yeah, I was about to say, good news. I have a meeting with the boss later. Bad news, Shane, I think you're going to have another different kind of meeting later on. But I think I might
actually
be getting
a
promotion.
It was just posted in the chat. The last time he pissed off management, he got the tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills episode.
Yeah, that's very true. In fact, he was even given a choice between that show and gay porn. And it was
softcore
gay porno book too.
And I chose the gay porn.
He did.
Yeah,
he's so cool.
He did.
That was amazing. I don't want that fucking show.
So no. Good.
No, I'm gonna be honest. No, I've pissed management off a lot of things. I've had a lot that I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, every time he has to fucking fly away from you.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm going to have a lot of these kind of episodes in the future. I tend to piss them off a lot.
Yep, it's true. I don't know why.
And Ronan is right. Technically, we will have to watch that. We will all have to watch that.
Oh, my God. That's something I'm not looking forward to. But he's right. Eventually, as we review stupid shit, here's the real kicker. The big question is going to end up being, what was worse? Next Mutation? Or Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills?
Or
just hear that
Masked thing. Rider? One of those three is our worst thing.
Or the Knights of Tyrannog.
We will have to watch that stupid
movie.
Fucking
Mystic Knights.
You also have Beetleborgs.
Damn. Yeah, but Beetleborgs wasn't actually that bad of a show.
No, I'm just saying we have to watch it.
Well, yeah, we
will
have
end
to
up
watch
having
it,
to watch
but
it.
That's not on the list of which of these four fucking suck. Like, it's not like those Facebook memes that go around that's like, here are your four favorite fucking foods, one of them's gotta go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like that type of shit where you gotta figure out which one of these four fucking sucks.
And VR Troopers.
I remember nothing about that. Like, I remember nothing about it. I don't know if it was good, bad, if it was just underappreciated. I don't know. I don't remember anything about it.
We have so much content that I don't think all of us will make it to the end of the show.
Do we have to worry about the pizza?
We may have to
pizza cat things or
Shane,
not?
Shane,
pizza cat? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
The samurai pizza cats, whatever that
yeah.
was.
Oh, damn it.
Since Bandai did bring it here in America and put some audio dialogue on it.
Yeah, but I don't... I would have to double check because I don't remember that show technically being like a Sentai.
You have seen that?
But I don't know.
Here's my point.
And it is a cartoon too, so.
Right. Now, again, Shane, you say some of us aren't going to fucking be around that long. You do realize that by the time that we're all like 90 and 100 years old, because to be fair, every couple of decades, you know, the life expectancy of the human race gets better through, you know, technologies and medicines and shit like that. You do realize by the time that we get to be like almost 100, our brains are going to be removed from our heads, put in jars, and we're still going to be able to communicate, you know, almost either Futurama style, where it's a whole head in a jar, or it's going to be like Fallout style, where you're a brain in a jar controlling a robot body. So we'll be able to bitch about this shit until the literal heat death of the universe.
But what if we get hacked and become evil robot usses?
Welcome to Evil Fandom Night!
No, we start siding with the villains more than we side with the heroes.
No, those episodes will be amazing because we'll just work up shit like, we'll be like, the fucking next mutation is easily the best fucking Turtles. You have to fucking see it. It's like, it's literally what Turtles should have been. And then people go and watch it and they're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yep, we'll be like, ah, we trolled you again.
They're sitting there like, oh my god, damn you evil Sentai review.
And to be fair, Shane, by the time that we turn 60 and one of us is, you know, fucked up because, you know, me and my bad back, I
Psycho
will have
Sentai
a future
review.
Yeah. But by the time I'm 60 and my back is so fucked that I'm stuck in a wheelchair, I literally will have a future chair that I can just and go away from you.
As kids, we love the heroes, and as adults, we can relate to the bad guys.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
But I just got remember, they'll kill me to save me.
If that ever happens, mm-hmm. remember one important thing. We all have to grow goatees.
It's true.
Oh, man.
Because we're evil.
Wait.
So evil.
Are you sure that doesn't work the other way for us? Does Mirror Universe Bill always clean shave?
Mm. Oh, I have a goatee too. Maybe we all are clean
shaven.
Maybe
we're all clean shaven and all fucking proper and shit.
Yeah, but that would be so weird. All of us, like, we're like clean shaved, sophisticated.
Clean shaved, proper assholes.
Welcome to Sentai Review. And in this episode, we will discuss, and we're talking all fancy and fucking proper and shit.
No, because to be fair, I think evil Sario, since I've got the.
Look, I would rather be dead.
He would
have
like.
I would rather be dead, Chad. I would rather be dead.
Mutton chop thingy that he had. Like,
he'd rather be dead than put in a salt and pepper shaker.
I'd rather be dead. No, if that has to be Robot Bill, he'd rather be dead, Bill.
Hold on.
Sorry, chat. Hell to the no.
Here we go, evil robot. Kill you to say, okay, Bill comes evil, put his soul in a Dalek. Oh, yeah, no. Dead Bill. Bill would be dead. Bill would purposely commit suicide. He would purposely tell somebody to set up an electrical cord on the edge of the Grand Canyon so he can get to it and then fucking fall off into the Grand Canyon. Be dead.
Here's the thing. If we were assholes enough to do that, and we shove Bill's brain into a fucking dialect, we're like, ha-ha, ha-ha. And he's like, Bill would be like, please kill me. I'm like, try to kill yourself. You got yourself a plunger. Do something, bitch.
Hey, I've watched plenty of them kill themselves. They fall down staircases, jump off cliffs, run into doors, fucking fall down elevator shafts. I can find a way to die as a... All too easily, I might add. Yeah. Somebody might put a blanket over me, and I'm like, I'm fucked! Dead.
Sentai review from the dark multiverse.
Dude, that would be sick.
God damn it. Now you guys got me wondering if there's fucking Tales from the Dark Side on any of my streaming services. Yeah, never mind. What about Nick? Well, what about Nick?
Damn!
He's probably sleeping, to be fair.
He might be. Yeah. I don't know if he got forced, but if he did, then he got off at like 7 in the morning, so he's probably sleeping.
He works third shift, so he's probably sound the fuck asleep. That he's or he's not. Busy banging his girlfriend. I don't know.
They had he told me that they had somewhere else to be today.
Fair enough. I have other things that I need to be doing today, like moving from here, the like 6 feet to that chair that's over there that you guys can't see that's all fucked up because I broke it the other day in a temper tantrum I threw, but that's another story for another time.
Not that this
and
has
I need
any...
to watch Animaniacs.
Whatever idea he did have, I don't know what changed because I remember last week he did say he wasn't going to make it, but then yesterday he said he was going to make it, like literally last night, and then after that, he also told me that his lady is staying with a friend, and so he's going to be bored, and then if I don't have anything to do, I should call him and invite him over. So, like, he's not busy today. I don't know what happened or what came up. We just don't have Nick today.
Right. Which, again, like I said, it happens, and I was just being a smartass just to be a bit of a smartass. But, I mean, not the end of the world. And, no, Jeremy is not off being an evil robot, to be fair. Jeremy works third shift and has two daughters that are, Yeah.
If Jeremy dies and we have to make robot Jeremy, he's just going to be a speaker. Because he's already the disembodied voice anyway.
It's true.
He'd just be a speaker in the corner.
Yep. Be like Charlie's Angels up in this bitch.
Hello, Knights.
Hello, Knights. Yeah. I'm no here shit. To give you your mission for the day. Let me guess, watch a shitty fucking show like fucking Tattooed Teenage... How did you know?
Motherfucker. Damn and then you. If Greg dies and we have to make him a machine, he'll become a processing unit that, like, somehow runs the show but is never actually a part of it in any way whatsoever.
Yep.
No, he'll be in the ATM.
No, because I've paid for the web space quite a few times with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's been utilized as kind of like a producer many times, but he has very little to do with the show now other than keeping the website up.
Yeah.
Because like if something happens, whether I helped him pay or whether he paid, if something happens, he's the one that talks to their service department.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what he does.
Hey, I want the website for this show. I have no fucking clue what they do.
I don't even know what they do.
But I want this shit.
What, little girl, what? Yes, I know. Sorry, cat's being a pain in the ass.
Okay, so I think we've discussed pretty much like what you're expecting next year. We talked about the fact that we are going on break. We talked about when we're coming back. We talked about a couple of the episode ideas and things like that and what we need to focus on. So I guess we field questions for a half an hour or so.
Because that's
where we are now. I don't see anything else happening.
And here come the Gundam questions for Bill.
maybe. Who knows?
There's going to be a lot of that on my channel soon.
Yeah. And on my channel, there's going to be a lot of me just telling bullshit stories. Because, yeah. Unlike right
meanwhile,
now.
Meanwhile, my channel will have, like, random bullshit that nobody gives a shit about.
What's the matter?
Yeah, after this live stream, we'll be out for the break because we usually take the holidays off.
No,
like,
not going to save you.
Yeah, it's just
your
a
chat isn't going to save you.
Holidays are rough. Holidays are rough because they're holidays, and holidays are rough because of family and everything else. And it's hard to do the show because, like, we've said it before. I would love to get paid to just do this show. My actual intention with this back when it started, Fandom Night, was supposed to do 8-hour-long broadcasts fandom shows, like a radio show, like a morning radio show. We would go online at 7 in the morning, and we'd go till like 3 o'clock, and we were supposed to talk sports, we were supposed to talk boxing, we were supposed to talk actual like video game news and things like that. We tried over and over and over again. We had 9 shows at one point, and they're all gone. They're all fucking gone. We have the Sentai Review. Had it taken off and those 9 shows actually hit, they would have run every single day in the morning, and they would have ran through. And we would have done live broadcasts switching every hour to a different thing. So we'd start in the morning. We'd be like, hey, This is the wake up. We're going to bullshit for an hour. That would be like the what's up. And then the next hour was supposed to be where we started talking like, you know, for those of you that are fucking off work, it's time to talk about what video games you should be playing and what the industry's problems are. And then we went into that, and we had a comic book hour, and we had like all of these shows were a thing. And then we had like TAS and whatnot, and it all died. It all fucking died. Another thing that might be something to think about, had that taken off, it would have been something. But it didn't. And since we're regular guys with fucking full-time jobs and shit, like, we can only about manage 1, maybe 2 shows. And I've been wondering if that's something to think about, is if we should be getting one of the other shows back and running. Because right now we have this.
And the job at Wrestling Corner was running for a while, even during the break.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So we had 9 fucking shows.
Then I gave up and stopped fucking watching because the product just unfortunately turned to shit. So I was like, yeah, whatever. That's kind of why it died. I just didn't care enough to watch fucking wrestling anymore.
So, guys, who's the second in command after of the group after Bill?
Whoa, that was a question?
Yeah, that was a question in here. Wouldn't that kind of be a toss-up between me and Seth?
Usually, yes, because no offense to Shane or Nick. To be fair, they normally show up and just do, you know, personality stuff. Like
their voices on the show.
Right. Yeah. Usually, hey, like, up. Scott does all, like, some of the heavy lifting, like picking up, you know, the pictures and getting all the shit ready. And then normally I do all the stuff, like, coming into this program here, which I'm going to pull up real quick.
Well, you also
going to show.
You're also the one that handles all the podcast postings and shit
yeah.
like that.
Oh, no, that's literally what I was about to do. It's just being a pain in the neck. It doesn't want to fucking load. But, yeah, I come in here, and I say, hey, let me connect to this here server. Let me, here you go. Let me update this. Let me log into that. Okay, there you go. Here's the new episode. And then I come in, and I go, new episode's up. Fucking watch it. If you didn't watch the stream already. Because there are people who want the podcast only.
Yeah, there are. We still get that. We still get that often where people, like I've gotten emails once or twice by people that's all they do is they listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. So technically it's a tie?
I don't know if there's a post today. I'm surprised that my people haven't shown up. I'm currently sitting on like an inch or two of water in the bottom left. My house. So I'm waiting for Roto-Rooter to come over and do these four main. I have a main line, the line that goes, the line in the garage, the main line, and the line that goes to the washing machine, and then the line that connects the washing and all the foundation that goes into the garage that cuts down. I need all of that cleared so that I can avoid this for the next fucking year. Because I've noticed that since I got this house, we have root logs, like a lot of root problems that happen in the pipes. And if I don't have this procedure done once a year, I get flooding. Well, this year, when we were ahead of it, we had it done because we saw it beginning. There was a small backup, like very small, that happened in the garage. And I said, call them out here and fucking fix it now. So we did. But the guy who was watching my place at the time didn't know what needed to be done, so they did the garage and did nothing else, and now I'm waiting for them to come over and fix my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the reason we didn't meet, because I don't know when they're coming over and they're going to have all their equipment.
Yep, because the house I grew up in, where Bill lives at, it had the exact same problem where our basement would flood, and that's because the people that lived there before us, when my mom and dad first bought the house, they put up like a little, nope. I don't even know what kind of tree it was, but they put a tree in the backyard, and the roots would go all the way down looking for hot water, and since that's where the fucking washing machine was draining out, was through there,
mm-hmm.
it would get down and the roots would dig in through the pipe and get into the hot into the water to get up the hot water, and it would always constantly back up or the basement would be completely fucking flooded. And literally the only way to fix it was my mom had to pay like thousands of dollars to get a construction crew out to literally dig up the tree out of the backyard and destroy the roots. So that way
yeah.
it wouldn't fucking happen.
Now I've destroyed both the major trees. There's only one tree left, and I'm currently destroying the stump out front, and then that'll slowly kill off the roots. But I've got a root problem, and that feeds into my pipes. And if I don't take care of it a year, I have a problem. Well, mm-hmm. I have a fucking problem. That's the reason we're doing it this way. Otherwise, we'd have been here. Everybody would have come over like normal or whatever. Well, Seth has a different kind of problem
yeah,
right now, so he wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, I might not have been there, and that's only because where I'm living at now. You're supposed to say, I sneeze. Not woo! Come on, Shane.
Woo!
Sneeze right.
Fucking Ric Flair sneeze
yeah,
over
no
here.
No shit. but what was I saying? No, so basically where I'm living at, it's like an hour drive. For most people. For me, it's normally a 45-minute drive, but that's because I speed like a motherfucker. Well, lately, I've actually been taking my time because I've kind of fucked up my van, and the alignment is fucked, and if the wind is over, like, 10 miles an hour, even doing 65, I get, like, this type of shit on the highway from the wind knocking me the fuck around. And going 65, I have semis blowing past me going, and you don't want a trucker to be flipping you the bird and trying to pass you. So I wouldn't have been here if that was the case, because, yeah, fuck that shit.
Guy's like, slow motherfucker. Oh, no!
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you're driving by like, fuck you, you wrecked.
So somebody asked Bill what his favorite Sentai reviewed jokes are. His three favorite.
I don't know. One of my favorite jokes to make is Facts of the Dolph. Yeah. But they don't go up as often as they used to.
I don't think that's on the Sentai review show, so.
Oh, Sin Fandom Night.
Yeah, and sometimes we talk about it in here.
Fact, there's your one right there. There you go. There's you an old fucking fact right there, just for you. It has to deal with a foot race that the Dolph had a couple years back.
And fuck you.
What?
What's sad is I can't go read it. It's okay, though. I'll read it later.
Let me see here. Here, let me click this real quick.
And Ronan, the tree already is cut down. The problem is the stump needs pulled out. And to be fair, I think the easier way to deal with the stump is...
There you go.
Ah, fuck. Okay.
You can just click that screen, and then they can know marvelous facts that will get them through their lives.
Nice.
Nice.
Facts of the Dolph 2. That was the second fact that ever posted was Dolph Lundgren and the Flash actually had a race around the Earth in the 80s. The Dolph lapped the Flash 6 times, and it was later discovered that the Dolph was only jogging and didn't realize that they were racing. That's a fact.
Yep.
Whatever.
Dang, you can't just whatever. That's real facts. I'm like educating people. It's just whatever. No. I have the Dolph Punisher DVD.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah, the actor for Troa and Michelangelo from The Next Mutation passed away.
Yeah.
At least I believe that's the mic he played.
Yes.
Yeah.
He also played Goku in the late Ocean dub.
Yep. Yeah, I want to say he did something else, but for some reason it escapes me, and I knew it was something where I saw it and I was like, oh shit.
Wasn't it an Inuyasha or something like that, or...
Well, that was the big thing, was he was in Inuyasha. He was the, I want to say he was the monk. But there was something else I saw. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
The monk's name is Moroku.
No, the ultimate Daizujin is Dolph Lundgren in a Megazord costume. So, of course, Dolph Lundgren. But then, we have to argue that maybe Dolph Lundgren can't win that fight because Dolph is so great that he can't even defeat his own greatness.
True.
What a conundrum.
It would be... Yeah. It would basically be one of those never-ending battle type of situations.
Yeah, he was Cyclops in X-Men
That's
Evolution.
That's what it was. See, I knew there was something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I guess I can agree to that, because I only just started reading chat. Yeah, I guess the Shane, it's Christmas morning jokes are always some of the best.
I don't know how we even ended up fucking doing it. It was just a throwaway joke on. See, but that's what I mean. That's what I mean about having all these things come back. It would be really important to have some shows. Look, the Sentai Review has bled. All the other shows that are dead have bled into the Sentai Review. Future Chair came from Comics TAS,
yeah,
where we used to talk about animated series that were made from comic books. We got through two X-Men series, like a season one of the original X-Men, and we did the 1980s X-Men. And then we were meant to start going on to Ninja Turtles, stopped.
Yeah.
Because we got overwhelmed with all the shit. And like Jobber, that's bled into the Sentai Review. That's a thing that happens here now. And not often does the controller pileup bleed over here. But sometimes we talk about games over here on the Sentai Review. It doesn't happen nearly into some of the other shit, though.
It does more in the beginning, now that the beginning is basically like a what's up while we wait for 15 minutes and try to kill
that. What's up? What's up is where all the shows, that's where shit like Story Time with Uncle Seth, that's what that entire fucking show was. There was two parts to that show. One, the first half where we just talked bullshit, and then two, we actually used to go to the Facebooks, like the different fucking group pages, and we just check out what the fans were talking about, and then comment on all the news and shit that they'd posted, and that's all fucking gone. That used to be the show that I looked forward to the most, because if there was somebody posting about comic book shit, that's what we talk about. If there's somebody posting that some video game came out, like a remaster or something, we talk about it. If there was a thing about an actor that had been cast to play the new Hellboy or something, that's what we talked about.
Yep.
It was just a very random, very fandom show.
Yeah.
And it's probably the one I missed the most because it covered everything and you never knew exactly what you were walking into. Sometimes we talked about how Bill had to shop at fucking Best Buy. And sometimes we talked about how, like we would debate, why so and so did not show up because it was Veterans Day.
We would also spend every single episode, which is the only thing that you could guarantee, we'd spend every single episode devoting like 5-10 minutes to giving Shane shit because he would go out and buy the newest game and he had like a collection of about 40-50 games at the end of every year where he'd played like 60% of the game at most, like 4 or 5 hours or something, anywhere between there, and then he'd stop to move on to the next game. He played that for a little bit, and then stop to move on to the next game, and we'd be like, Shane, so you are currently in the middle of playing Devil May Cry, and you're in the middle of playing fucking the new Final Fantasy, and you are in the middle of playing the new Tales game, and you are in the middle of playing the new fucking Call of Duty Shoot-A-Man, and you are in the middle of playing. Can you just fucking pick a game and stick with it? He's like, but there's so many good games. We're like, we know, Shane. Pick a game and play the game all the way. Well, but I gotta keep up with the next game. No, Shane.
That's a show that died that I wish hadn't died, but it never even got off the ground because people got pissy, and I still don't understand what that was about. I really don't understand why people were mad, because now Shane is doing exactly what I asked people to do in that series. We had the Legacy of Gaming, and the point was to be a social experiment where at the start of the year, we would keep track of every single game we bought, the amount of money it cost us, and then we would talk about when we were done playing it. So if you played it for like a day or two and it cost $60, you would have to say whether it was worth it or not. If it was worth the money, you'd mark it down as being worth the money. If not, you'd mark it down as not being worth the money. And at the end of the year, we were going to tally how much money was well spent or how much you fucking wasted on gaming this year.
Yep.
And we were also going to talk about your defeat list, the games that you beat that you got this year or just beat in general, and the games that you started and you're not going to be finishing that game. Like, the whole point was to analyze our gaming methods inside of our hobbies and kind of talk about the kind of gaming year we had. Because sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you don't play a game. Like, I'm just now after all this time on Steam playing the remake of Final Fantasy VI. I couldn't play it on my phone. I could never get through it. I bought it twice on my fucking phone and never fucking beat it because I cannot play it on my phone. I don't know why. I can't fucking stand it. But now that I have a controller in my hands, which it's pretty much the end-all be-all of how I just choose to play that game, it feels differently.
Right. Whereas
and now
me,
I'm almost to Kefka. I'm almost to the world of Rune. I'm actually playing the game and enjoying it. And I like a little of the quality of life differences that have been added to that game. Like a lot of them. Because I like the fact that it tells me when I've mastered a summon. Mm-hmm. It puts the star there. That doesn't seem like a big deal, but back in the old game, which I've played many, many times, you actually had to pick the screen, go into the summon, look at your character, check all the stats, and then it would say 100, 100, 100, 75, 100. Then you go over and you look and say, that's a number two, that's a times two modifier on a 75, so and so, that's many fights, that's when it'll be done. And you had to keep track of everything manually. Now, it puts a star there, I know, to take it off that guy.
Yep. Well, you can still do it manually, though, because there are some characters, or well, some of the summons, where the Magicite will give you, like, a better multiplier. So you'll be like, okay, I got, like, 75% on bio, and it's only, like, a 2x multiplier, but if I go and I fucking equip this dumb pig, then when I put on the dumb pig, it's a 5x multiplier, so I'll be done with it faster. Put on the dumb pig.
But you can do that, but you don't have... Now you can just master summons. You can purposely take that guy and put it on there and master the... It's a small little thing that helps in a big fucking way. And it also made them... They're not in the ability screen. They're right on there at the front screen now. So you go into the menu and you just click left and there you are. There's the summons.
Right.
And I also like the fact that all of the attacks for Sabin are now just directions.
Yep.
You don't have to, in order to suplex, you don't have to go like left, right, Y, you know, left, right, X, Y, and remember all the buttons inside of the shit as well. You just remember a directional input and then you hit A and that's it.
Yep.
That's a big deal. I like that, Kine actually has something that's really fucking cool where now all I have to do is pick the sword technique I want him to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to wait for that stupid bar to show up at the bottom of the screen and move across and tell me I could pick 1 now, 2 now,
mm-hmm.
3 now, 4 now. I'm done with that.
Yep.
I just tell him I want to do 6. Click. I'm done. It'll do the wait time for me at that point. Those are big achievements in that game that make the game more playable and more accessible than it was before. And I can complain about certain things, yes. I don't like that they went back to using character portraits that are not fucking right. Stop it! Like, you see Celeste's character portrait, and she's got these big, long, yellow gloves that are, like, tied and laced here, and this yellow bodysuit, and she's throwing her hair back, and she's got all these, like, earrings and shit that are coming off of her, and her eyes are closed, and she's all like, I'm fucking beautiful. And I'm like, okay, that's great, but it's not fucking right. And then when every time she talks, it brings up that fucking image, and I'm looking down at the sprite, and I'm looking at the character portrait, and the portrait isn't fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to see it all the time. It's not just in the select screen.
Right.
Where Ben used to look like a lion man, but he never actually looked like a lion man.
Right.
Those little things are things that we used to talk about all the time in the game podcast, and now we don't have a gaming podcast.
Right. Which is kind of like with me. Like, I bought Doom, and I love the fuck out of the new Doom, except for when I broke my fucking controller and couldn't game on the fucking PlayStation for, like, 4 or 5 months until I finally got up off my ass and got a new controller. And then I've been gaming on the fucking PlayStation again. Until I said, you know what, let me download Doom, whatever, you know, I want to fuck around with it for some reason, I want to play Doom. So I downloaded it. Oh, hey, DLC, fuck yeah, let me get that, let me play that. And then the other fucking day, I broke my chair, I fucked up my headphone for like the right earbud on my fucking headphone because I threw my phone across the room, and I pretty much spiked my controller to a point where it's not broken, but it is a little fucked up. And once again, it's from goddamn Doom. And the reason being is because the new goddamn Doom, they didn't actually make it challenging. They didn't actually make it like any form of anything. All they did is they said, they literally pulled the Zap Brannigan school of fucking video game design. I'm going to say in wave after wave after wave after wave of enemy. And if you can't handle it, deal with it. And I know some people are going to be like, well, then just lower the difficulty.
Get good, bitch.
To be fair, I'm playing it on Hurt Me Plenty, which is normal. If I lower the difficulty to I'm a fucking sissy baby, fucking punch me in the face and kill me, like, okay, I could do that and beat the level, but then I feel like a fucking piece of garbage because I know I could beat it. I know what the fuck it's doing. It's just a matter of, because it's wave after wave after wave after wave after wave after wave after wave, and I know I gotta kill this guy, and then I gotta go kill this guy, and I know he's gonna spawn here, so I gotta kill that guy there, because if I don't get to that guy there, then I'm fucked. Okay, I know the strategy, and then when it comes to the execution, all of a sudden the game bugs out, and one big dude pushes me into a corner with like six little small bitches, and I'm like, can I get the fuck out of here, please?
And no.
Yeah, exactly. Hannah literally watched me do it the other night. She's like, why are you? And she watched me do it like three times in a row before I finally just threw a temper tantrum and kicked the shit out of the fucking leg rest of my chair and broke the leg rest of my chair where now I can't actually put the legs up. And she's like, okay, all right, no, I get that. It's 10 o'clock. Let's just go to bed. And I'm like, I don't want to go to bed. I want to fucking bitch about this. Because this is fucking, I want to break a chair. She's like,
I want to fucking bitch about this.
And we just go to bed.
There used to be an outlet for that kind of shit because we used to have a podcast to come in and bitch about dumb, shitty game shit. I miss the gaming podcast. I miss the What's Up.
Right.
I really do. It's just that
we don't have the time.
We only have so much time. And like if we got off the heater, right, and say we end this cast at 12 like we normally do, we at least go till 12. If we go over, that's what we do. But right. We go to 12 and we end the cast. Like, at that point, we would have to immediately, like, we'd have to take the 12 o'clock, and people would have to go eat, and then we'd come back in and we'd go to 1 o'clock. We used to film from, like, fucking 9 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, easily.
Yeah. Yep.
You still laughing at, I don't want to go to bed, I want to bitch? Really? Look, at least the good thing about that is she knew why I was pissed off, so what ended up happening, she said, wait, he's angry.
I'm
hey, baby, when you come to bed, it was,
I'm picturing
I was, I was able to get some rage
going,
out.
No, I don't go to bed! It fucking made me laugh and I couldn't stop.
No,
I do. I miss all the podcasts. And like I said, the original idea was to turn this into an 8-hour long podcast. And what we would have done is that we would have split into groups. Like, you guys do the Jobber Wrestling Corner. What would have happened is around like 11 o'clock, we'd have said, all right, now stick around. We got the Jobber Wrestling Corner coming up for the next hour. You guys would have jumped in and a part of the group would have actually went out to eat. They'd have went out and ate and came back, and then they'd have got back and they'd have taken over for you around 12. And you'd have put some people like, you'd have put some people to talk whatever the next subject was so that you guys could go eat or whatever. And so that was the original idea, and we didn't have it figured out because we never got it going off around to actually make something of it. But it would have been nice to have it that way. Would have been real nice to have it that way if we could have ended up in that spot. But I mean, you fucking, it is what it is. Fucking life is life. But I have been wondering about possibly bringing back something. The only problem is that if we bring back a podcast like that, like, we've seen where problems come in splitting the audience. Like, I do my own shit all the time, and I do streaming and everything, and I answer random questions and shit like that. But this audience does not leave the Sentai to come over to my shit all the time. There's only a select group of people that do that.
Like me.
And then there's people that I see on the Sentai review all the time that are in the chat talking, which is fine. They don't have to come see my shit. That's not where I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is that I know that's the nature of the beast, is that some people are here for Sentai and some people are only here for Kamen Rider. And if we're not talking Kamen Rider, you can look at how many views we had and know that somebody clicked on it and said, what are they doing today? Nah, I'm not about that. And they move on. And that's fine. That's the nature of the beast. Mm-hmm. Watch what the fuck you want to watch. Because of that, if we were to do a video game podcast, I don't know that it would be a good idea to do it here, but here's where the audience is. But I don't want to delude this, so I would say that we'd have to move on and go back to like the controller pile-up fucking broadcast that we were doing. And for a while, it had its own channel, and then it was ran off my channel, and then it was just dead.
Right.
So I don't know where I would go. I don't know if I would just bring it back as a show that I do on my thing, channel. I don't know what I would do.
Dude, we should bring that back.
Because there are definitely, this year there was a lot of video game shit going on, and there's not a person in this fucking group that does not game. We never game together, but all of us fucking game. All of us.
Right. Yeah, for a while there, we started gaming together, and I started getting hardcore into that fucking Star Wars game, and then other shit happened, and I didn't have time to fucking play it.
Yeah.
I was irritated. Oh, well.
But that really was the nature of that show. The show was simple. It was, what are you currently playing? What are you looking forward to? You know, there were three main questions, but we never guaranteed the questions. The point was just to get the conversation started. So you would say, what have you guys been playing? And if somebody hit on something that actually brought the conversation, that's what we ran with. That's how we had an entire episode about how Nintendo took over the market years ago and why the Super Nintendo was a success. Like it was. It was a very successful system. But there was some shady shit in the background that made it so that it had to be a successful system.
Mm-hmm.
That was an entire episode. We talked about like all the way that show started back when I very first started looking at the console market and saying, do I even give a shit anymore? And right. I didn't know. I talked about hard drives and shit. We talked about computer for an episode because I didn't really know. And there were people there that had done computer shit, and it was going to be a lot of money. And I very much still defend that the console market has one great fucking thing going for it. Simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a box. Yep. You put a disc in. You push fucking play. We're done. We're done here.
Yep.
We're supposed to be done here. But now consoles are moving into this funny area where they're just computers. They're just computers.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Hell, you even have to pick your settings on your games now. The new Xbox settings and shit like that. And even PlayStation games, and this is not just for the new upcoming generation. It's happening in the current generation right now. If you go on to games like Dead or Alive 6, you can tell it that you want to play the graphics heavy game or you want to play the frame rate heavy game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a fucking fighting game. So you don't turn the graphics all the way up and sacrifice your fucking processor, or you're going to learn something about fighting games real fast. Them frames matter.
Matter. Yep.
So, yeah, these are little things that we don't get to talk about anymore. But all the way back then, like episode one was, should I go to PC? And I've made 80% transition. 80%. Because I still see a lot of merit in the console market. And when people come over, it is way easier to sit everybody down in your living room with a PlayStation than it is to do so on your computer upstairs. But then again, I would argue like, what do we play together? So when you take away little things that would make the console better in the long run, it doesn't make it better for me personally. But if I had friends that came over every weekend and played racing games or played football games or played basketball games or played fighting games, and we played them consistently instead of Jackbox.
Yeah.
That would be worth it. The console would be 100% fucking worth it. But for me, it's better to have a Switch that I can just take with me and play with people than a sit-at-home Xbox. Like, why? I'm just going to play games by myself anyway. I'll get the Xbox.
Yeah. And to be fair, I could just get the Xbox Game Pass and use that to play games on my PC any fucking way. PC's automatically integrated with the Windows, and guess what? Windows and Microsoft are same fucking company.
And that's a true
same shit.
I just seen it in the chat. It's you could play the Power Ranger games and try to kind of, but then you could try to sway
it all that too.
But it is what it is. If you're not here for video, and that's the reason I don't think that posting it here would be a good idea. I don't want to do that. Now, I would go back to doing it on my channel like I was doing for a while. I just hosted it on my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do that, but I don't know if it would last. I don't know how long it would last. I don't know when it would play. I don't know if anybody would be interested in all actuality. It's just – It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare to think about all the shows we lost and the amount of work it would take to put them back together and whether or not we even should. Like, I miss the comics podcast, but in all honesty, I'm not keeping up with comics the way I used to.
Right.
And comics are – you want to talk about something that's fucking vast – that has a lot of fucking problems and is dealing with a lot of shit and has one of the most negative people talk about the gaming community. You haven't seen negative community until you see the 45-year-old bodybuilder that's hanging out in the fucking comic book shop telling you why X-Men is ass now.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And to be fair, the last I heard from everything Marvel, Feige is now in control of everything. And I mean everything. He's in charge of the movies, he's in charge of the TV, he's in charge of the fucking books, he's in charge of the fucking cartoons, he's in charge of the fucking back scratch that you can get to rub your balls, he's in charge of all of it. Marvel, period, is Feige. And apparently they're supposed to be doing something right now in the books that's literally going to make it where you have to read the books, then watch a TV show, then go back and read the books, then you can go watch the movies, and then you can come back and watch a TV show, to then go watch a movie, then come back and read the book. Like, he's trying to make it all one universe again, where it's all the same shit. And the casual fan who goes and sees the fucking movie, you now have to go buy that fucking book so you can see what happens between the Loki that's going to be on TV and the WandaVision that's going to be on TV that's going to move into the next fucking Avengers movie that's going to be in the theaters.
Too much. It's drowning itself out very fast.
Yep.
And people there are people that have this issue where they think they have to keep up. Now, you don't have to. You can deal with the fact that there are going to be holes in your mythology. Mm. That's the nature of comic books. But there are some people that can deal with that. And they want to see everything. And you can't do that in comics right now. There's too much.
I have an issue there. I just recently started collecting the comics lately and reading them. In Ninja Turtles, there's a mutant community city.
Has been for a long time, but you've been out of comics for so long you didn't realize it. IDW has built up a lot of mythology, builds off all the old shit. I started reading the new IDW run somewhere around book 68.
And I think I'm in the 200s
yes.
for this community mutant.
That's what I'm getting at about how much shit you missed. You missed all the Bishop shit because they did a big thing with Bishop and where they played off Metalhead and shit like that. And like, there's just a lot of shit. And like, the Shredder is dead, but now there's a lot of talk that the Shredder may be coming back because they even did a Shredder book that dealt with his soul. And
Shredder
in
Hell.
Yeah, because they changed the idea. And one of the things that's really cool is that there's a major reincarnation thing at play where Hamato Yoshi has been reincarnated. And he knows it. It's not a thing like, oh, in my past life where he's just talking bullshit. He knows that he's reincarnated. He has lived. And so has Orokosaki. And these two warriors have been joined in this basically eternal battle, and they're surrounding themselves again to replay out history. And so the Shredder could easily come back. And it's building towards a spot where he might. And then they've got all these other things. Like, they finally did a female Ninja Turtle that fucking, cause they built her over the course of nearly 70 books. She was Jennifer. And you got to know Jennifer. And she had a relationship with, with Casey Jones. And that played out in full script. And then as that played out, there was a situation that took place where she was injured greatly by the daughter of the Shredder. And she was supposed to die. But on the battlefield, they did a blood infusion because they had nothing they could do. They did a blood transfusion with Leonardo giving up part of his blood to keep Jenny alive. What ended up happening was because his blood is ever so slightly fucking mutated, it mutated her, and now she's like them. And she's fucking awesome. She uses essentially Wolverine weapons. She's like Vega Turtle. She has those fucking two hand claws. And she's a Ninja Turtle that was personally fucking trained by the Shredder and the Foot Clan. So her method of fighting is more aggressive, violent, and has extreme tendency over even who you would consider the most brutal turtle. But she holds it in check after receiving new training from Hamato Yoshi. And all of this is played out over the course of major books. And if you stop reading comics, if you walk away for like a month, then you're gonna fucking miss something.
Might miss a lot of something.
Might miss a lot of something. Because I walked away from Turtles for probably like 7 years. Like, I was not in the Turtles until this new... Until, like I said, around book 68 of the IDW run, I have not touched a Turtles book. But the only thing I can give it is that while it does feel like you've missed out on a lot, it feels like Ninja Turtles. Leonardo seems to be written competently. Michelangelo seems to be written competently, and they feel like they have their proper ideologies in place. Mike is young and optimistic and wants to have fun and would rather be friends with a lot of the other mutants. But some of the other mutants aren't about that because of the way they've been treated and hunted.
Yeah.
And Raph does have an attitude. But there's reasons behind that attitude now that are actually built up over time that show you why he has a fucking problem.
Well, I think recently in the comics, it's kind of hard to tell who's who at some points because they got rid of their masks.
Good. I was looking forward to this. It's a return to basics. Because back in the old days, they were black and white and all of their masks were red and you had to know the turtle and know your comic book.
And they aren't even wearing their weapons. They're just street clothes, no mask. It's like,
yes.
Okay, which one is this one now?
You have to know because you know the turtle and you know the personality. Because
I can tell it's Donnie. He's working on electronics.
But not always. Because believe it or not, if you give Raphael the chance, he actually has a little bit of technical expertise. You have to know the personality of the turtle. Old books. Like the old books, they were all black and white, and even when they were in color, they were all built exactly the same. They were all like 4'5", and they had red bandanas, and they did not always use their weapons. Sometimes Raphael would use guns. In the original Turtles, whatever they had on hand was their weapon. And sometimes they would even use the other guy's because that's what they had at the time that they had it. Like, Donnie had this giant fucking throwing star thing that he would hold on his back sometimes, and he would take that off and hold it in, like, his big fucking giant middle fat finger, and he'd fucking throw it, and it was like a giant throwing star. And yeah, Mikey would switch to Tonfa weapons from time to time. That just came up in the chat. That's a true statement. So, you had to know your turtles, and you had to know them well, and that's a thing that's slowly coming back into the comics, is they're playing off that old aspect that you've been with the story for a while, you know these characters, you can tell the writing tropes that go into them. But give this comic book to somebody that thinks they have to know everything, and that they have to have read everything, and if they feel lost, they're done. They're walking away. They're done with comics. And now it's ironic that the easier way to get into comics used to be the television series. Because somebody would be like, oh, I fucking love Arrow. I know some stuff now. I know about Mr. Terrific. I know about fucking the Justice Society of America. I know about all these little things. But now, the irony of it is there's like 14 motherfuckers fucking shows to watch, and they're all interconnected. Now, once again, if you're not fucking watching everything, you don't know what the fuck is going on. And yes, I do read the Power Ranger comics, which they're stopping now, right? They're going to two other books, aren't they?
Right now, there was like a short Coinless universe.
Yes.
But currently, there's Mighty Morphin. And there's Power Rangers.
Well, there was Go-Go.
Yeah, there was Go-Go Power Rangers, and then there was the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yep.
But
it went from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers to Go-Go Power Rangers. They were running at the same time. They did two events inside of that, which was there was a Coinless event thing that ran, and there was the Old Man Tommy thing that
ran. Yeah, currently with the Power Rangers, just Power Rangers, it's dealing with the Omega Rangers.
Yeah.
And the Mighty Morphin
is dealing getting their own book. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. These books that we're reading right now, they're going to come to an end very soon. And there's going to be two books in the new run line, which is going to be Omega and I think Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, Mighty Morphin is dealing with a White Ranger Tommy along with a new Green Ranger.
Yeah, there's a new guy they're bringing in. And he wears the Green Ranger costume that we've seen in modern day that has the gold screen.
Yeah. Yeah, like the Band of the Sun project.
Yes. Yeah, it's very much taken off that shit. So yeah, like that's what I mean is there's still room for these kinds of shows, and we need to figure out if we're ever going to bring any of them back. And if we bring any of them back, we need to figure out what one we would do. Because obviously there's a lot to talk about when you talk about comic books, but we're not going to get everybody in on that. And then there's another thing. For a while, we were debating handing the shows off to supervisors. We're like, you guys, you two, were handling all the wrestling shit. And if you got Shane in there from time to time, that's what you did. And then I was supposed to be handling the comic book shit. And then we were all supposed to be handling the gaming shit. And I don't know. I don't know how to make it work. I miss doing the podcast. I don't miss giving up my entire weekend.
Right.
But I mean, I would not mind adding like show to the run so that when we end here at 12, maybe we go on to another show until 1 or 2.
So I was asking how we met.
That wouldn't kill me. What's up?
Oh, somebody's asking how we met. To be fair, I know Bill and I met because we literally rode the same bus to high school. We live like up the street from each other, but we didn't really associate because in grade school, I went to a completely different grade school. Everybody kind of started like friend to friend type of thing. Like I know Bill and Shane met from working together. Nick and Bill went to school together, both, I believe, grade school and high school, or was it just high school?
It was high school.
Okay. And then Scott, I can't remember how you came into the group. I think it was
Nick.
You knew Nick. Yeah, you knew Nick, and then...
I got a hold of Bill.
Else. Yeah.
Throughout
yeah.
the videos.
Yeah.
He got a hold of you from the videos. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And then technically a lot of our other friends were either co-workers that kind of came in and started hanging out and becoming friends, or it was like a friend of a friend type of thing where they just one day showed up and it's like, oh, we're hanging out with this guy now? All right, cool. What's up, this guy?
I brought Spencer in the group.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he was the first friend I ever made at my job. After working with Bill, the next job I got, he was my first friend.
Yeah, because me and Shane met when we were working a steel plant.
Mm-hmm. That's why I also kind of met Nick there too, and Jeremy, but I didn't really know them.
Yeah, it was almost in passing because Nick was there long enough. To be fired,
so
and Jeremy was on the other side of the building.
Greg through Spencer, mm-hmm. And that's because ironically we were all living not all of us, but all of us that worked at a certain place. We all lived in the same apartment complex.
At one point in time, yes, yeah, almost all of us lived in the same area.
Yeah, actually, yes, except for Nick. He was the only one that never did. Well, no, kind of.
No, I was about to say he lived there, but
yeah.
We all lived at the same apartment complex for a while. That was weird how that all just kind of fell into place because that was back
when Kevin and Jack.
Yep, and yep. Kevin and Jack ended up down the road. Not down the road, sorry. We were almost in the same building for a while because Jeremy was down at like the corner of the building. We were on top, and you.
Yep.
And then Nick stayed with us. And then down below us on almost the other side was where Jack and Kevin ended up for a little while.
Yep.
And then Greg and Spencer lived on the other side of the parking lot.
Yeah, they were in a different building, but the same complex.
Yep.
Yeah.
We would just all kind of wander from place to place.
If anybody ever watched our messing around with the whole Pokemon thing where we did the live action Pokemon stuff.
It's also that apartment that we shot the first episode that started all this, which was the Sands of Time.
Yep.
Believe it or not, I miss that place sometimes.
Understandable.
It was just where everything started, you know?
It was nice to have everybody the way that it was, where you just like, you'd be like, I'm gonna go see what the fuck Jeremy's doing. You just walk out the door, down the steps, and there he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just had to make sure that I wasn't home and awake and walking around naked because I pay my rent.
True, Seth pays his
literally
rent.
Literally where that fucking came from.
Yep, that was during that complex that happened.
A lot of stuff started at that place.
Because Jeremy was gone. I said, fuck it, I'm getting a shower. Realized I left my phone in the other room and I needed it for music. Came back to get it and Jeremy came home. I didn't even hear his ass come home. And he's like, the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I pay my rent, whatever. And just fucking walked back into the bathroom to fucking take my shower to go to work. And he's like, fuck it. Just fuck it. You're kind of right, but for God's sakes, man. Like, you should have had a towel on. I'm like.
And Scott, he was almost out of left field because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he started getting a hold of me on the episode.
I think it was mostly on the episodes that you guys have done that I wish I was part of, like the Back to the Future ones.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know how he started watching the show, because I knew he had an association with Nick, but Nick had never said a damn word. I was talking to him for like a couple of months before I actually met him. And when I met him, and then I finally told everybody, yeah, this dude, he has his own show. He wants to do a crossover episode with. And I was like, his name is Scott. And then here comes Nick with, oh yeah, I know Scott. How do you know Scott? How do you know him? How? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I've known Scott for years. You know, the context of you knowing this guy for fucking years never came up for years.
Yeah, like, not once. Fucking, never fucking once.
Not never fucking once.
Yeah.
I was even cautious about meeting him because I didn't know who the fuck he was. And he was like, yeah, he got like extra of a show. I think it was the Dragon Ball Z. It was like the Blu-ray. He got shipped an extra and he was like, do you want it? And I was like, fuck yeah. And he was like, meet me at the coffee place or whatever. And I was like, okay. I mean, I will, but I don't fucking know this guy. Like,
right.
You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, you talk about how Nick knew me for so long and never brought me up. My girlfriend says the same thing. Mm-hmm. She knew Nick for so long and was asking Nick if he knew any single nerds. And he's like, nope, nope.
Yeah, and I didn't know her either. I didn't know her for the longest fucking time. I met her at that con.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay, so this is like a person from the con or whatever. And I figured that Nick just started talking to her because he just started working at the con, only to figure out she wasn't working at the con. She was somebody that Nick had known for fucking years. And I was like, okay, listen, motherfucker.
Yeah, and it's because even I knew of her, and that's because back in the old drinking days of me and Nick going down to the bar over there by back when, what was it? It was Peacock's. Back when it used to be where BG was, we would go down there and drink, and every now and again she'd be down there drinking, singing karaoke, and hanging out and doing shit. And there were a couple nights we just sat in the corner outside smoking, just, hey, what's up? Yeah, blah, blah, this, da, da, that, da, 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 da. Oh, I think it's time for my song. And we fucking go back in, sing song, come back out, have a couple cigarettes, drink some beers, do some shit. So I knew of her, didn't know anything else.
Yeah, so we're not going to get into that whole thing, but it's weird that she could be like, hey, do you know any guys? And like literally almost fucking group is single, probably while she's asking because it's been over the course of years. And he's like, I don't know nobody. I don't know people.
Yeah, I don't know people.
I don't know people.
Who is this people you speak of?
Who's this fucking people?
Yeah, Nick and his, I've known this person for a while. What?
We'll say the reason I was cautious about meeting Scott is because I have met people before that have had problems. Like, we're not big. We're not a big fucking show. We're a local show, and we've been local for years. And there's this weird thing that happens from time to time where people know you.
Yep.
And I've had problems before. Like, I used to go to, and I frequented one bookstore, and then we were also doing the show all the time. And randomly, I started getting noticed at different places randomly. I would walk into like a GameStop, and they'd be like, oh, what's up, Bill? And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'd have to try to pick my brain, like, do I know this person, or do they know me? And I met a couple of people, one guy in particular at the bookstore who was nearly fanatical. And he had some sort of mental problem. I don't know what it was, but you could tell when you talked to him, he had like a problem. And if I came into the store, he would recognize me from the show and he would follow me very much in my personal space the whole time I was there. And speak at me. And I'm very personable. So like the first time he approached me, he was like, you're on that show. And I was like, what show, man? And he says, the one you're on the show on a like, yeah, I am. That's me. And so like I talked to him for a while and it only took me about 10 minutes to really figure out that something was wrong. That there was something going on that he was not like normal. And he would like, he had weird moments where like he would follow me out to my car. And even one time almost started getting in the passenger seat one day Like, I went out to my car and I opened my side and he opened the other side and was going to get in my car. And I was like, whoa, dude. And he was like, oh, you're leaving? And I was like, yeah, I'm getting in my car to leave. Oh, where are you going? You don't need to know where the fuck I'm going, because whatever was just about to happen right here. No, fuck no. Like,
where are you going? Away.
Away.
Far away.
So like,
my planet needs me.
And I've had weird situations where I run into some really fun, like, oriented with Acme, and they run into me because they know that because of the comic book show I did that got passed around Peoria for a while, I don't like Acme.
Mm-hmm.
I like it in terms of I'll go there and look around and check out their toys. But in terms of the way that the store is run, I don't care for the place. Don't and haven't for a while now because of the staff and the way the staff has interacted with me over the years. And when I started coming forward about a lot of that shit, they're very established in our area. They're like the place.
Yeah.
So
because the other place that was there was a kind of a ripoff.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was some people started recognizing me from calling them out on their bullshit. And they didn't like the fact that I called them out on their bullshit. So like, we had little situations like that where I have met people randomly and you never know who. Like, I meet people at cons and they're cool. And then I meet other people and it might not be such a cool situation. And I've even had some weird shit online before that almost turned into small stalkerish shit. And we're not big enough to deal with like that kind of shit. We're very fucking small, but it still happens from time to time. So when all of a sudden this guy was on the, and he like knew me, at first I put that off as he knew me. Like, I do the show. Of course he fucking knows me. And then he started bringing up these little things in the chats or whatever that bothered me a little bit because I didn't know how he was connecting to me. But he was like, we should hang out. It's been a long time since we hung out. And I'm like, we don't fucking hang out. I don't know who the fuck you are. Well, Scott did indirectly know who I was, but I didn't realize that. What he was referencing was that him and Nick used to fucking hang out. So maybe we should hang out. Well, I didn't know. I thought this guy was like, it's been a while since we hung out. We don't hang out. I don't even fucking know who the fuck you are. I couldn't pick up the crowd. Like that bothers me a little bit. And then he's like, come meet me at the coffee house. And I'm like, okay, well,
I guess my back will the day I get axe murdered.
I was like, my bat will go with me to the coffee house.
I think it's when we went as a group to Barnes and Noble, and I brought up something that was happening with your daughter.
What's up now?
That one of the first days that we went as a group to like Barnes and Noble. And we were leaving, and your daughter was going somewhere else, and I brought something up.
Yeah, I remember that day very well.
Yeah.
Because I had words with somebody that day.
What did I do that day? I don't remember.
No, I can react very badly. Look, I'm just a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, don't misunderstand the amount of just a guy that I am. If
right.
I feel like my daughter is threatened, I can react like a guy. I may be a slight public figure, but I'm not a public figure like a paparazzi figure. I don't know how I would handle that situation with people in my business, because this dude, there was a possibility that he may have reacted badly with my kid. And I drove out to his house and I told him, I said, I don't give a fuck how big you are, how scary you are, how imposing you think you are. I was like, if I ever hear anything like this again, I'll be back. And I promise you, I'll be back and you won't like it. And he got mean with me. And I told him that if we're going to fight in the front yard, that's fine. Either I beat your ass now or understand that since this came to this level of confrontation, that I will break your legs with a bat while you fucking sleep in the safety of your own motherfucking bedroom. Know that that's a true fucking statement. Now, are we doing this in the front yard right now? And it was stopped. We'll put it that way. It got stopped. But something happened that I was not happy with, and I felt like he was an imposing force against my kid, and I was going to put a stop to that real fucking quick. Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah, like I never know who I am. I have visions of a normal guy. So when I went to meet Scott, I didn't know who the fuck he was. I brought my shit with me.
Right. That's kind of the reason why it is I always carry around a pocket knife with me. Not really so much for if somebody gets a little out of hand and I need to do a stabbing. But usually I bring it with me just because, I'll admit it, I'm a shitty driver. I have shitty vehicles. I have bad luck with my shitty vehicles. Sometimes yeah. I need a knife to be able to, like, cut something like a rope or some duct tape or what I have.
Sometimes you need a knife because you may very well come into contact with what happened to your dad.
Well, yeah.
He told me he was driving down to Hardee's and he was about to pull in to Hardee's when this guy fucking cut him off from the other lane. You know what I'm talking about? He's coming just fucking whipped in. So dad fucking stops and lays on the horn. What the fuck? And this guy, like the craziest son of a bitch that you can imagine is a crazy son of a bitch, just immediately stops his car, jumps out of the fucking door, opens up the back door, and pulls out a golf club and starts running at dad's car to beat in the
That's the worst fucking mistake he ever made. Does he not know the error of his ways? Let me explain this to you, Mr. Crazy Man with the golf club. I have watched this 5'6" man who weighs maybe about 100 pounds soaking wet kick a steel fridge and bend it so bad that the insides broke. Everything inside broke. I have seen this man pick up a printer and frisbee it down a hallway because it didn't print what he wanted it to print. I have seen this man do the same thing with the toilet seat because it pinched his nutsack.
Pinched his butt. He was done with that shit.
I have heard. No, I was there when this man said, I'm going to go to McDonald's because me and Bill were working on videos. He came back and Bill goes, I said, what are you closing the door for? He goes,
I said, there's going to be a problem.
To which we hear, what do you mean I can't have it my way? To which he takes his phone, and thank God this is a really good case that I bought. And he goes, to hang up the phone, yells, Billy! Give me your phone!
He couldn't use his anymore. He hung it up violently. Times in a row.
So Bill goes and gets his cordless phone from upstairs, so dad calls the McDonald's Help Me hotline.
I remember I brought that phone downstairs and I was holding it and he was fucking looking at me and I was, are you sure? Because if you break my phone, we'll have no phone. He's like, give me the motherfucking phone!
So he takes the phone and he calls back McDonald's. And proceeds to, just like he did with the fucking corded phone that hung up on the wall, he says.
He tried to
hang it up.
It was one of those cordless phones that you push the button on to hang up, but that wouldn't have made his point. So he slammed the fucking cordless phone down onto the breakfast table. Island thing.
Yep.
Over and over and over and over.
Until he had wires and like a receiver left. And then he sat down and ate his fucking chicken. Yeah. No, that's when he toe kicked the fridge And then he went and sat down and ate his fucking chicken, to which, yes, RPG64 is correct. Bill! Your friends broke my fucking fridge!
Yeah, that was what I heard afterward. Yeah. We disrespected his house and broke his fridge, and I was like, you kicked it! I was like, you fucking did that shit!
And we weren't allowed in the house for 2 weeks. I remember that day, yes. So, bring your golf club. You're about to get all sorts of craziness.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. And in terms of the question, I was just asked for what are your guys' thoughts on the cast for Dino Fury and that we will have our first female Green Ranger. For the female Green Ranger, about goddamn time. Because to be fair, over in the Sentai, yeah, they do shit like that all the time where they have, like, female characters as other colors.
Over here, their colors are very much regulated to yellow and pink. Right. Sometimes we get a blue.
Right.
Or like an off-white. But it's pretty much yellow and pink. Like, mm-hmm. where's the female Black Ranger?
Right.
Like, have we ever seen that? Ever?
No.
I don't think over there or over here, no.
Now, we've had a female Red Ranger. Samurai finally did it.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've ever had the Black Ranger that I know of.
Actually, if you want to think about female Red Rangers, there was another one.
Oh yeah, and no. To be fair, Slater is right. I did forget about that. Q-Ranger did have a female Green, and a female Green for Ninninger as well.
And we do also have.
But
the,
I was more talking for here in America about goddamn time.
But the Red Ranger and SPD, they were, because it was a police force, they were broken up into different squads. Squad A's Red Ranger was female.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she wasn't a main character.
So, for this question, when I start doing the Gundam ratings on my channel, I will be inviting whoever wants to talk Gundam that day. So I know that this will come down quite often to me and Shane. We're the people that are more above casual level watching Gundam. Then we have casual fans who just like to watch Gundam from time to time. They're not fucking addicted to it or anything like that. They watch it when it's on. Like, that would be like, Seth has seen some Gundam. Mm. He knows it for the most part. He plays the games, but he doesn't go out of his way for it. And Nick is very much one of those people that if it's on, he might watch it, but he pretty much surfaces on like one fucking show. Like, he loved G Gundam, and that's
bad.
I don't know for sure. This is my guess, and I don't know what draws Nick to one thing or another. I'm guessing that what made G Gundam accessible for Nick was that there's very little in terms of the political or human nature taking place. It's robots fight robots, and when robots fight robots, it's cool. Mm-hmm. And that's all you really need to know for G Gundam to get into it is that.
Right.
Today, on G Gundam, a robot will fight a robot.
And maybe Master Asia might get yelled at by Domon, and Domon might get yelled at by Master Asia. Who knows? We'll find out.
On this episode of G Gundam, this Asian Gundam will fight this Mexican Gundam, quite literally fucking sombrero.
Yep. Because we are lacist.
So yes, the format will still pretty much be the same, where we go and we just talk about the thing and we rate the stuff. But because of the way that me and Shane watch Gundam and like these different things, we're probably going to talk. The show will be a lot more in the picture goes up, and I don't know how long it's going to take us to get through something, because we may talk about Char. We may talk about like the fundamentals of things that we liked about Gundam. This may be an excuse for us to talk Gundam.
Right.
And whoever ends up on those episodes, I'll offer the opportunity. And if they're interested, they're interested. If they're not, they're not. That's pretty much how I'm going to handle that. But for the most part, the format will be very much like what we do here.
And I know a lot, so.
Right. All right. Well, but, after that, I do have one last thing because it looked like Scott kept trying to say something. What was you trying to say, Scott? Because I saw you, like, you kept, like, bringing the mic up. And like,
anytime,
2 minutes
anytime.
Ago. Yeah.
Because we're coming up on the end, man. What do you got? You got anything you wanna put out?
Yeah. Because, like I said, there were a couple times where it looked like you picked up the mic like you were going to say something, then you kind of put it back down.
Well, I've been reading the chat here off and on.
Yeah, fair enough.
And dangly, what you were going on with the Gundam thing is like, yeah, it's not going to be me.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not on purpose. You don't like it. I would not come into your show and talk Doctor Who with you. In fact, I thought about doing it at one point, and the show never got off the ground for that exact fucking reason, that I just don't have anything positive to say.
And we were wanting you to occasionally show up for the jobber stuff because you knew some wrestling stuff.
I do, strangely enough. I do know some wrestling stuff, and I think that comes down to the fact that wrestlers have a habit of jumping into the things that I know. Mm. Like, there are wrestlers that continually dive into the actual fighting world. Sometimes they do very well because they're already physically attributed and they're athletic. And if you can train those people to fight for real, they've already got the basics of what it would take to handle that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Some of them, not so much. Some of them decide to come over into the fighting world and they learn. While you may take real punches in that act that is wrestling, and it is incredibly physical, and you should not take away from what those people do because that's real shit, and I'd be surprised to see you as some guy fucking do it. But there is a difference between the dude that hits you a couple times, then throws you down, and then allows you to get over it for a little while before he picks you up to go on to the next part of the act, and then maybe you come back because it's your turn to beat him up. When that man knocks you down in the ring, if it is a sport that allows him to follow you to the ground, it's over for you. Like, you don't get a chance to lie on the ground and roll aside and go, oh, fuck, my back. Oh, fuck, give me a second. Oh, man.
No,
oh, he taunts to the crowd.
Stop punching to me. This is not part of the script.
No.
This is not part of
those motherfuckers, when you're in a fight and you get thrown to the ground and it's UFC, you might have them ground pounds a-coming.
Mm-hmm.
And
the referee stops it.
Yeah, it's fucking over for you. You don't shake off those hits. Now, some of those guys, like I said, they've already got the foundation to be good fighters because that is a very physical thing they do, and they do very well. There's been guys that have been able to make decent fighting careers for themselves.
Yes, but then it's also the other way around. You have also UFC people going to the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I heard the biggest problem that happens with that, because I've seen some interviews with those guys. They say, and this is true, and this is going to sound very demeaning, big wrestling guy, but it's true. They say the hardest thing about moving into wrestling is teaching yourself not to knock the other motherfucker out. Because instinctually, they throw real punches, not stomping half things that hit your head and sound really good. They throw real diving push through fucking punches that break your jaw off.
Cause I think from the ones that I've seen, the only one who's successfully done it from only UFC to wrestling was Ken Shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ronda more recently.
And
yes and no. I mean, she was able to get in and do the presence and the fucking the shit talking and all that, but when it came to the actual in the ring, I mean,
times where she did good.
I'm not going to tell you that she was good in terms of being a wrestler or present. But then again, there are people that only do wrestling that still do it bad and do it worse than she does.
Yeah, that's
true. And
that's
what
true.
They do is wrestling. She came from fighting and had to learn to pull punches to make that sell.
Right. And to be fair, I mean, yeah, there's quite a few other people that have done it, but to be fair, some of them we can't talk about because then we get on tangents of other shit that the WWE doesn't want anybody to know about. Even though everybody already fucking knows about it. That's why you had to change his motherfucking name.
Right there's a show that's gone. Because, like, Jobber Wrestling Corner didn't have to be about the newest wrestling. You guys could have talked wrestling topics.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You guys could have just talked bullshit and still probably hit just as much. And you probably would have done even better because people are watching the show and you could talk about, like, current events. But, like, I'll bet you there's a million fucking wrestling topics that probably would have been as interesting, if not more interesting, than talking about who won last night.
I think we were doing occasional topics, especially when there was a wrestler that passed that we knew of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like for Tracy.
Yeah, but you guys could have made yourself a legacy show. You guys purposely said, tonight we're talking Undertaker. Period. Just done. Just go at it. Just talk about all those fucking things. Crazy shit and get into it and get your passion running and move crazy and scream and have fun. And then when it's over, the next week, you're talking about Guerrero. Yeah. Why? Because he fucking wrestled. Period. He's a guy. You have to know something. The next week, you're talking about the fucking Rovers. The next week, you're talking about, remember that fucking wrestling show that came up that thought they were going to be something that then ended up basically just getting bought out like everybody else? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm positive that your show would have worked better moving away from its format and into topic bullshit talks.
Yeah. Yeah, more than likely. I don't know. Either way, like I said, I just pretty much gave the fuck up on it because, one, part of the product ended up just falling apart with all the corona stuff, and two, more and more people are becoming, you know, smarks, and when it comes right down to it, yes, I mean, knowing a lot more about the industry and the industry being a little bit more transparent with people is kind of cool, but back in the days when, you know, Hulk Hogan would sit down and have wrestling matches with Macho Man, you know, you were there for the story. You didn't really give a fuck about how the Macho Man was fucking clinically insane from all the cocaine they were snorting in the back and was abusing his wife, or the fact that Hogan was literally running around, you know, screaming the N-word at people and being a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those that was separate shit and you didn't worry about it. But to be fair, that's how everything is nowadays, but it's getting worse.
The show was separate from life.
Yeah.
And now you don't have that. Very much we live in an where everybody's bullshit is out there, and because of that, no show can be separate from the actors. You can't. And here's the thing. Sometimes actors don't deserve to have their jobs. Sometimes they're shitty fucking people, and I get it. I get calling people out. But at the same time, it does hurt the foundation of that show. Well, what they should have done with some of those situations is they should have given him, like, a final out or something like that. Look, here's my problem. Mm-hmm. When you're going to call somebody out for their body of work that is not on screen, like Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You call him out. You drop him from your wrestling thing. You kill his career. Okay. Okay, whatever. Here's my problem. Why hide him away?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why cancel all of his history and take any episode that had bearing with him and shit like that off your network, try to hide and do edits where, like, you edit it now so that part of the show just isn't shown, his match or whatever. Like, that is ridiculous. You're going above and beyond to try to cover something up.
Andre the Giant slipped at WrestleMania 3.
Right. But when you go out of your way to do this kind of stuff, it has that Barbara Streisand effect that just draws more fucking attention to the problem.
Yep, exactly.
And we should be learning from history. And there's still something you could learn from the personality traits, acting, and abilities and charisma that said person had, even if they weren't a great fucking person. And I'm not saying promote that person, but the character is not that person. And if we want to deal ourselves away and say that person needs to fucking go, like, do we burn all the books that were ever written by shitty people?
Right.
Because let me tell you, there were some shitty fucking people that fucking made those books that are now classics. And we're not calling them out. We're not burning books. We have before, but you get the idea.
Yeah, but yeah. No, I know what you mean. But no, like I said, for me, it's just one of those things where after a while, like, because like you said, the person and the character, since they used to be two different things, now that line is basically like this, where it's so fucking thin it's nigh impossible to differentiate. And a lot of the people that are having troubles right now, it's bad shit. Like, from the rumors and shit that I'm hearing, it's bad shit. Like,
yeah, I think even Undertaker, well, the man who's on, the Undertaker brought that up on some of the podcasts and videos that he's done recently, where it's like, yeah, we used to have this shroud of secrecy and stuff about our characters and stuff, and now everything's out there.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I said, like, I'm more talking, okay. And to be fair, a lot of the shit that I get is from like Botchamania. So to be fair, take that with a grain of salt, because it could be something like somebody's pissed off Matthew.
Botchamania.
I still watch it. Like, it's still funny to watch how bad people fuck up. But
because,
like I said, it's like a train wreck. Sometimes, right, you know, you want to see that. But
I just gotta.
All right, no worries. I was about to say, you keep cutting in and out. So yeah, you go, guy. We'll finish this out, because this is gonna be the last thing, and then we're done.
Yeah.
But yeah, literally, like, the thing that's killing me is some of the rumors that I'm hearing, where it's like there's certain performers that have done shit, like murder, rape, loot, pillage, pedophilia, child pornography, like. Terrible shit that nobody could stand behind, no matter who the fuck you are.
Oh, you mean like Alberto Del Rio?
Well, yeah, but to be fair, Del Rio was known to be a piece of shit for quite a while, so
yep.
Any company that supports him, it's like, just because the man shows up and says, yes, I've changed my ways, just for you to figure out, no, the fuck he hasn't. The motherfucker's cashed in all of his, hey, give me a do-over fucking points. He's just a toxic son of a bitch, get rid of him. But, like, some of the other shit, and again, it's rumor and speculation, and I don't want to drag motherfuckers' names, you know, through the mud, but, yeah, some of this shit, it's to that point where it's like, I'm not saying you did, I'm not saying you fucking didn't. It's kind of like the thing with all the Johnny Depp stuff, where his ex was fucking, he fucking abused me, and then Depp's like, she used to fucking abuse me, too. Okay, so you're
and
both
her
fucking
previous person.
Yeah, you're both fucking stupid idiots. Fucking just both of you go away, calm your shit, go through the therapy, do what you need to do, get your shit together, come the fuck back. But of course, because we live in like the Me Too movement, which to be fair is a good fucking movement, but because we live in that with all the cancel culture, Depp gets to fucking go, but she gets to keep her shit.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that is a little bit bullshit. To be fair, we're moving towards equality. And what equality means is everybody's on the exact same level. If I get in trouble for punching a woman in the fucking face, if a woman walks up and punches me in the face, she needs to get in the exact same amount of trouble for the exact same shit. If I punch a black person in the face, I should get in just as much trouble and be called a racist bigot if a fucking black dude walks up and punches me in the face. If a fucking Hispanic hits, you know, an Asian, doesn't matter, it's all fucking racism. Man and woman, fucking transgender, all this doesn't matter. Equality means the exact same thing happens to the exact same person for the exact same treatment. It's the same, it's even. So when she says, oh, he abused me, and he goes, well, she abused me too. Cool, turn in all your movie contracts, we're fucking done with both of you. Both of you go to another fucking corner of the world. You get to see this therapist. You get to see that therapist. Come the fuck back once the therapist is signed off on. Yeah, we figured out why they're a fucking shitbag and they're not a shitbag anymore. Okay, that's fine.
That's what should have happened.
Yeah, that's what should have happened. Instead, it's, well, she hit me too. Well, but he hit me first. All right, well, because of the way that the world works right now, sorry, Johnny, you get to lose all of your movie contracts. Nobody gives two shits about you, and we'll see you in, like, 30 years for your funeral, because we're going to bury you. But let's praise her for saying that fucking she was abused and stepping up and dealing with that shit when obviously she
was being abused.
What was
her name again? What was her name?
To be fair, I don't fucking remember. Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing.
Like, she did it on purpose. And the only reason why I'm on that camp is my sister did the exact same thing to me. She did the exact same thing. My sister went to the cops, and claim that I had raped her and abused her for years. Why did she do that? Because she had a friend who all through high school was being raped and abused by her father. And when she finally went to the cops and said, hey, my dad is abusing me and doing this shit, all of a sudden the community came out. If we would have known, we would have stepped up. We would have beat the shit out of your dad. We would have done whatever. Now her dad's in prison for basically child molestation and shit like that. And for, you know, child rape and all this other shit. And he's gone. And yeah, Amber Heard. But yeah, like I said, fucking, she's gone. Like, her dad's gone. Gonna be gone for years. She's out of that shitty situation. But my sister said, oh, wait, people are gonna notice you and they're gonna step up and fucking be, you know, great, you know, kind people. I'm going to do the same fucking thing. I don't give a shit. And literally, my ass might not even be here right now if it wasn't a case of he said, she said, and the cop said, that's not going to hold up in court. Nobody's going to give two shits. But because it's he said, she said, with two high-profile celebrity fucking actors where this man has this much clout and this woman has whatever fucking clout she had before being the queen of Aquaman... Like, she's fucking the queen in Aquaman, and before that, but we have Johnny Depp, and because he's more famous, we're going to knock him the fuck down a peg. And look at her, she's amazing, even though she's admitted that she abused fucking eight other dudes, and we're trying to build up her career. In that instance, no, fuck you. Both of you get to lose your shit, everybody loses your name, your Wikipedia pages are deleted, no more from you guys. At least in terms of new shit going forward, no more from you guys and fucking done with it.
And she had all those people in her corner. She had the judge. She had.
To be fair, that's all whatever the fuck, and I don't give a shit. Like I said, the point that I'm trying to make here is, again, that's the thing that killed me with wrestling. And like I said, with Burger King many hours ago, I'm sorry, I'm voting with my money. I'm not going there. So when it comes down to this, it's not going to fucking change anybody else's opinion. This is my personal opinion. Take from it what you will. You know, that's the thing with opinions, is everybody has the ability to form their own. You learn the facts, you make an educated decision, and because what happened to me happened to me, sorry, both of you are in the wrong. I don't give a fuck about either one of you right now. To be fair, what happened to Depp is a little bit more bullshit, so I feel a little bit more sympathetic to him. But, like I said, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck. That's just my opinion. So, in terms of the wrestling world, because the COVID hit and live events suck, and because we're finding out more and more that some of the superstars are actually really fucking shitty, douchebaggy, like, need-to-be-in-prison type of fucking people, but they're trying to bury it because the WWE has money and they need people to fucking make their money. Sorry, guys, I'm not paying you your fucking $9.99 a fucking month for your goddamn app so I can fucking watch your shit and see all of your fucking shows and all of your everything and do the stuff, and because I'm not paying fucking $800 for a goddamn cable subscription. I don't have that kind of money. I struggle. I work at a job where I literally make $16.75 a fucking hour, and I'm still struggling. I'm making damn good fucking money, and I'm struggling to survive. Like, no, when it comes down to it, I'm not giving you my fucking money, because why do I need to support, you know, your fucking pedophiles and rapists and general douchebags who literally end up in court every other fucking week because they're out drunk driving and can fucking kill somebody, instead of you saying, hey, we're going to take them off the fucking show and put their asses in fucking rehab so that way then they stop drinking and maybe, you know, save somebody's life from being ended. Because these morons are out drinking and driving every fucking week. And every week we get to see them on fucking TMZ. Here's the new mugshot. Like, no, that's fucking dumb. I'm done with it. And AEW, you have the exact same fucking bullshit. So it's not just a WWE problem. It's an everywhere fucking problem. Like, yep. I get it. You need these fucking people because they're good entertainers. They're good at their job to do what the fuck they need to do to pull in the money. I'm going to watch Botchamania. It's free. It's on YouTube. I'll be able to keep up with what the fuck is going on in your program. Bye. I don't need it. I got free entertainment that tells me what's happening. I kind of know. Cool. Peace. I'm done. I'm out. Bye. So, like I said, when it comes down to it, that's just me. But we've dragged this on long enough. We've gone pretty much an hour over. For anybody who didn't realize, the reason why Bill dipped out early is he's having problems with the plumbing in his house where his basement is flooded. So he has to get them out, especially with winter coming. You don't need freestanding water in a garage when winter's here and the shit is going to freeze and you're going to have an ice block in your garage. That shit ain't cool. So
he was more or less waiting for Roto-Rooter, and apparently right. it just showed up.
Yeah, they finally showed up at like 12:45. So Comcast customer service, be at your house between 6 in the morning and 6 o'clock at night, and don't leave your fucking house, because if we show up and... All right, bye, we're gone. You didn't answer the door, we said. And knocked, you didn't hear me, bye. So, yeah, that's why Bill dipped out early. Shane's just been quiet because he doesn't feel good, and... He's having system issues, and yeah, so I guess that's it. So we will catch you guys
next year,
yeah, sometime in January at a to-be-determined date, which, to be fair, hold that thought. I think
it's like the second. When I brought it up with Bill, it should be the second.
Let me see here, because that's December the 5th would be the next one, December the 19th. January the 2nd is still technically the first recording of the year, but I believe I have to work that Saturday. So it might be the 16th. Who fucking knows? Like I said, we'll figure that out, and we'll let you guys know whether it ends up being January the 2nd or January the 16th. Anybody on Facebook, if you're not already a member of the Facebook group page, do so. Bill's going to drop at least one poll, if not two. Guaranteedly the one to determine how the fuck are we handling these series reviews. Because, again, looking at pictures, like, we could get stuck on one picture and staring at it and be like, that motherfucker's belt is messed up in that picture. And 20 minutes of, look at his belt. So we got to get this figured out as to whether we just, here's just one or two pictures. We're not going to get caught up on pictures. They're going to be like blank title cards. And we're going to talk fucking episodes, or if that's what you guys want, so we could get through the series better. Otherwise, like I said, with this shit, normally 15 episodes as we talk 2, maybe 3 hours uninterrupted, do what we need to do, and then move the fuck on. 15 episodes for us has taken, what, 3 months now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, at that rate, and people have thrown it out in the chat, we're going to be here until 2025 to get all of fucking Lost Galaxy taken care of. I mean, if that's what you guys want, that's cool, but just know that means all the other shit that's on the pile, like Talking Kamen Riders and Metal Heroes and Big Bad Beetleborgs and Mystic Knights of Tirnanog review and fucking Shane's favorite tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills, that's pretty much going to be on our deathbed type of shit if it moves that slowly. So, again, it's whatever you guys want. We are here to make you guys happy, kind of. Because obviously some of the shit that we say and do isn't going to make everybody happy. You can't please everybody.
Happy, joy, joy, happy, happy.
Pretty much. But it's 1 o'clock Central Time here in the shitty state of Illinois, where everybody moves the fuck away from it because fuck the Midwest. And I'm
hungry.
It's
Governor.
Yeah. Well, no, to be fair, the governor, that's another story for another time. That's a political thing. But either way, it's 1 o'clock. I'm hungry. I got Animaniacs to watch because me and Hannah got through, like, episode 4, and I think we're going to start 5.
Two.
Oh, it's so good, though. You got to watch more.
I know I got to watch more, better. But it's like, it's like, okay, we did one episode of the Animaniacs. We had a song. We get to the next part of the Animaniacs in the same episode, we do another song. What? Didn't you?
No. Don't worry. It doesn't get that bad. It literally gets much better than that. There's a whole bunch of other shit that they do. Some people are trying to claim that they're pushing an agenda, but to be fair, they make fun of everybody. Like, they're like, you fucking leftist sons of bitches and fucking blah, blah, blah. They make fun of everybody. They make fun of the left and the right. Trust me.
I saw the giant Trump. So
yeah, the giant Trump with the because he's the Cyclops in episode 2, I believe. That, oh my god, that was so fucking funny. Maurice does a damn good job as always. But either way, I got Animaniacs to watch. I need to go make me a sandwich because I'm motherfucking hungry. We will catch you guys later. Shane, wave and say bye.
Bye.
We love you guys. Now we go into the internet.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.